Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick. But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people want to feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
Right.
But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free. 1, 2, 3.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, April 24th, 2009. Don't look at me like that. My name is Matt.
My name is Braden.
I'm Danny.
Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 183 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 11 or midnight or 10 p.m. Montana time.
Don't look at me like that.
I love that. I hear that every time I listen back.
It sounds weird.
I can't change my voice, okay? Well, I'm sorry.
It sounds weird to me because I'm just still used to just Matt and Braden.
What do you want me to do?
I'm Danny.
No, not at all. It's just that, like, you're so excited for it. You're like, and I'm Danny.
It's my turn. Yay, I got mail.
Yay. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us on the Friday night show. You, along with us, obviously, have nothing better to do on a Friday night. We feel all right. The party's here on the west side. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687, that spells got P. Like we were talking about in the pre-show, if you guys are listening to the podcast version of this, we are going to start doing that whole retweet Twitter thing, seeing how Twitter has millions of people on it now. We would like to get a little of that.
Even celebrities are on
there. I know.
It's crazy.
Get a little of that Twitter money there, and hopefully we'll get some new followers. So before the show goes live, we always post it. You know, here's the link to it. Here's about how long it's going to be. So you guys know, get your drinks, get your bowls packed, get your salvia popping, drop your acid doses. You'll want to, you know, be peaking right about now.
Right.
Preferably.
At the kaboom.
Shove your e-pills up your buttholes, booty bump. That shit.
I've never done that.
Yeah, me neither. I have. Sure. I knew a friend that
sure
did
you
that.
Haven't.
I never did it. I always used to just snort that shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, you gotta put it in your butt. And
why
I'm
would
like,
you
nah.
Do that?
Well, the whole idea, they always thought that, like, if you put it in your butt, you get more of the MDMA because
what?
It's not getting absorbed by your stomach. It's
right.
It's getting absorbed straight into your blood by the vessels in your asshole, a.k.a. the rectum.
No, snorting it's way better.
Well, yeah, but it was as opposed to eating it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I never right. did. They're like, well, it's like eating four of them, but you're just doing one. I'm like, well, then I'll eat four of them.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Like, I'm not taking a suppository.
If
just
you've never,
to get high.
Yeah, exactly. If you've never done that drug before, it's already kind of a gay drug.
It really
like,
is.
It's
like the last thing you need to do is put it in your asshole.
Yeah, I know. You're like you eat it and then everything feels super good.
Right. It's like
everyone,
oh, it feels even better now that this E is in my asshole
and
oh,
it burns and I don't want to
yeah.
fart because I
and
just
then I'll
spent
squirt out
$50
right.
on this pill
and then you won't get high.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, do you want a back rub? Do you want a glow stick show?
Yeah,
do you want
glow
a back
stick,
massage?
Waver ball.
They're like, do you want me to put my finger in your butt?
It's like, no, I just put like 5 hits of E in there. I'm
I
good.
He's my walking fucking stash box.
Yeah.
That's so fucking gross. So, at the end of Wednesday night's show, you guys may or may not have noticed, at 406-204-4687, we are getting
some calls?
A fair number of weird unavailable. Some of them were available.
Well, not even weird, just silent.
Yeah, and like no one was talking. Like perhaps the person that was calling was maybe expecting someone to say hello and not hello? Hi, you're live on the Jam Hole. Hello.
Next time right? You get one of those calls, answer hello.
I'm gonna, because apparently what happened is our friend Josh at the Big
Allegedly,
our friend Josh at the Big Mouth podcast. No, this is actually confirmed.
Oh, this is confirmed.
Because if you go to thejamhole.com/forums or thejamhole.com, you'll see in the show notes and in the forums I posted the actual picture of it. Our friend Josh is a fucking prick.
From the Big Mouth podcast.
From the Big Mouth podcast. He made a Craigslist ad.
For
gay, should I read it real quick?
Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah, talk about something.
But it was for you. I like the picture too. It's just some fucking just black and white picture of some like Abercrombie model.
I was gonna be so pissed. Like
if it was actually a picture of you.
I saw the small version, I'm like, that's not me. Is that me? Oh god.
Better not be me.
Fucking me.
That would have been a lot better though.
You son of a bitch.
Although you might not gotten nearly as many calls if it was actually a picture.
I was not fucking happy about
it. Are you gonna
that.
Get him back?
Gonna get him back. Yeah. You know I'm gonna get him back.
Ideas brewing?
You know.
I haven't really thought about it.
He didn't do it to you, prick.
I know, but I'd like to get on.
Sorry,
it.
Internet's kind of slow because of all the streams
right,
and everything.
We're only like
we'll edit this out of the podcast version. But I really want to read this to you guys.
I know, it's so awesome. We're only streaming to like 35 people right
well,
now.
Well, we're streaming to one, but then yeah. And oh then, fuck me, I forgot I uploaded like 300 pictures from the New York fucking.
You uploaded those to the forums?
To the forums
too?
Also because I thought I could organize it all nicely, but nay. TheJamHole.com/forums does not let you organize things all nicely in the picture thing. It's more good for sending pictures from your cell phone
and just having them in there.
But if you want to be like organized in albums, it's not so hot to do that.
It's a pain in the ass.
Unless you want to spend like 5 hours doing it.
Right. And I do not. Here, it should be right here, this page. Where the fuck did I put it?
I don't know. I bet if I go there right now, I'll find it in 5 seconds.
You think? Oh, found it.
Okay.
Jokes on
me.
Okay, so what it says is, hi, visiting from Montana, looking for a top, 26, Knob Hill.
26? That's a little young.
Hi, I'm Matt from Montana. I'm 26, male, DD free, bottom, and want to have some fun. I don't know the area well, but I know my way around Google Maps.
That you do, my
fucking
friend.
Asshole. Give me a call at 406-204-4687.
And he spelled it all out, which is odd.
They
because
always
you
do.
Have, you can't put phone numbers on Craigslist. Right. You have to spell them out, because usually you're supposed to just reply to them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and then there's this picture here. I'll actually just post this in the chat
that's
for all,
so awesome,
all you live listeners. I'm glad you guys think that's awesome.
It doesn't really.
It makes sense, though, now, because remember when that was happening Wednesday, he's like, call him back. And it was always Josh that was
saying
like,
it.
Hey, Matt, you should call them
you
back.
Call them right. back. Call
he's
them
like,
back.
Hey,
and
Matt,
he
you should just answer, hey, this is Matt. And I'm like, this is the show number. Why would I do that? And the whole time, this fucking guy,
this guy,
fucking asshole
where
here,
is this guy right
this
now?
This fuck, he's laughing to himself like, ha ha ha, I posted a Craigslist
he doesn't know.
For male. So fuck us, we got punked by Josh from the Big Mouse Podcast. You're an asshole, and all I have to say is paybacks are a fucking
although it is,
bitch.
It is funny, though.
Yeah.
But he's still going to get it back tenfold.
Hey, Josh, remember that abortion you had with your girlfriend? And remember how you were saying, like, you couldn't understand why she was pregnant because, you know, you were always wearing condoms and stuff? Gotcha. Anyway, so yeah, it's all in good fun, and I'm sure this will go back and forth for a very long time. And
just Craigslist ads. It'll start.
Oh yeah, we gotta keep it on Craigslist until he deviates because he's the one that started it. So I'll keep it on Craigslist.
That's cool.
I got a little room to work here, but I have a feeling it's gonna get more and more personal until one day there's gonna be a knock on one of our doors, and it's gonna be some dude with like full on BDSM ball gag. Gimp on a leash, let's fucking rock and roll.
Are you ready?
And I'll be like, you win, dude.
Yeah, but no one has your address that listens to the show.
Right, but he, I don't know. I don't know.
He's tricky.
You never know.
I do know I weigh around Google Maps.
Make sure you establish your safe word.
Yeah, no shit. It's no. My safe word is no.
It's stop.
Fuck no. Get away from me. So, real quick, before we get into some other things here, I totally forgot to mention, I finished that book, Synchronicity, finally.
How was that?
It was fucking awesome.
How's your new book?
Awesome. Yeah. And that's what I kind of wanted to mention. The new book I'm reading now, I put a picture on thejamal.com/forums. It's called The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins, who me and him are friends on MySpace. No big deal. We're buddies.
Yeah. You guys bro it down?
I follow his Twitter. No big deal.
What's he have to say?
Absolutely God, nothing to him.
He has to say God is not real. But this book, actually...
Does he actually, like, Twitter about God, too? Or can't you just keep it in the book?
I didn't see his Twitter. But this book is so amazing. It's almost like the atheist Bible, if you will. And
if atheists... There is actually an atheist Bible at Borders.
Really? Like an actual one?
Yeah, it's actually called the atheist Bible.
This, he doesn't, like, just... talk a bunch of shit like this isn't real. He actually like goes through all the arguments that Christians and, you know, true believers use that are like, this is why we believe God is real.
Yeah.
And then he totally like destroys them and shit. And
I like the part you were reading to me about how all of our you know, presidents back then were actually atheists, but it was like twisted and turned around. So
yeah,
they weren't
throughout the ages. Yeah. It's
it's been twisted
and turned.
Lighthouses are more useful than churches.
Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, yes. There's, and he has a bunch of quotes from all of the founding fathers that clearly say that, you know,
they
were not.
You wouldn't happen to have those handy, would you?
They were not into it. Well, here, let me just read a couple things here. This is one of the infantile arguments that, you know, Christians would use, and he kind of translate it down, like, pretend you're at a playground, right?
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so friend one comes up, and he's like, hey, I bet you I can prove God exists. And then friend two's like, bet you can't. And then one's like, right then, imagine the most perfect thing possible. Okay, now what? I'm imagining. Now, is that perfect thing real? Does it exist? And then you would say, obviously, no, it's only in my mind.
Right.
And then you would retaliate with, well, if it was real, it would be even more perfect, because a really, really perfect thing would have to be better than a silly old imagining thing. So I've proved that God exists, nerny. All atheists are fools. Booyah, God exists, sucka.
That doesn't even make sense.
Booyah.
None.
How does that prove anything other than that person's a fucking idiot?
In this line right here, I believe, nerny.
Oh, that's where he's
okay. Excuse me, I misquoted. Nerny.
Oh, now I get it.
All atheists are fools.
Wait, does it actually say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It totally does. And then, let's see. The creation of the world is the most marvelous achievement imaginable. This is,
except everything on it is fucking worthless.
Well, just listen. This is an argument from the Australian philosopher Douglas Gasking. He devised an ironic parody of Anselm, who was some other philosopher, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I can't find it now. But anyway, the creation, it's a parody of this guy's argument, which he didn't record, but it was reconstructed by William Gray of the University of Queensland. The creation of the world is the most marvelous achievement imaginable, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I believe.
Like, if you could, as a being, create a world like this.
That would be
minus
amazing.
All the retards and the fat people, obviously.
Yeah. Right. Minus us.
Right. Minus people. Right. like the world itself.
Right.
Number two, the merit of an achievement is the product of A, its intrinsic quality, and B, the ability of its creator. So how awesome your achievement is the product of your inside, your intrinsic quality, you know, what makes you that person to begin with, and then the ability of the person that the qualities make up. Got it?
Okay.
So number three, the greater the disability or handicap of the creator, the more impressive the achievement. The more retarded someone is when they do things, the more awesome those things are.
Right.
Like, me and you, we tie our shoes, everyone's like, no big deal.
But when someone's retarded, he ties his shoes, like, oh,
yay!
My God, yay, Billy!
That's amazing!
Wow, Billy!
Yay!
Like,
me and you, we get email all day,
yeah.
And that's cool. A retard gets
with
it,
special
like,
ed
I got mail!
I got mail!
Yay! Like, it's the most amazing
thing.
So, the greater the disability or handicap of the creator, the more impressive the achievement. Number four.
Wait, are they saying God was a retard?
What?
I don't know. I just want
just
to
listen.
Think that.
The most formidable handicap for a creator would be non-existence. So the bigger the handicap for somebody with an ability, the more awesome the achievement he creates is.
Right.
The greatest handicap that person can have is to not exist. How, if you don't exist and you create something...
That's fucking...
Whoa!
Whoa!
Like, that's pretty
that
amazing, right?
That blew my mind.
Yeah, that's totally fucking amazing. If you don't exist and you can create some shit, that's phenomenal. Number five, therefore, if we suppose that the universe is the product of an existent creator, we can conceive a greater being, namely one who created everything while not existing. Okay? So if we assume that the universe is... the byproduct of this creator, so to speak,
right.
And that creator doesn't exist, this universe that was created by this non-existent being is the most amazing thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the greatest handicap you could have, is to not exist.
Got it?
Got it.
You don't look like you got it. You with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, you guys got it. Number six. An existing God, therefore, would not be a being greater than which a greater cannot be conceived, because an even more formidable and incredible creator would be a God which did not exist. Ergo, number
God
seven.
God does not exist.
God does not exist. I just lost my bookmark. Fuck my life.
That is awesome.
That wow. I lost my bookmark? No, that's not awesome. God damn it.
Well, no, but the fact that number seven is God doesn't exist... is awesome.
That was a total mind fuck.
I know. I totally. I started to catch what you were saying at about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
It took me a minute. I didn't know.
Have you been reading the chat?
The chat? No. Well, I heard Binstinct says it says in the Bible that God created the world in 7 days. And a few paragraphs down the road, it says that the day to us is like 1,000 years to God. Which means it actually says it was created in 7,000 years.
But if God is ad infinitum, if he there's time does not apply to God,
right.
Supposedly. So
how did
what
they
is
even
seven
measure
days?
That?
Yeah.
Then why does he say he created it in 7 days?
Because God didn't write the Bible. Humans wrote the Bible, and that's in this book. Like,
yeah.
You guys got to read this book if you're into that shit. I totally lost my spot. This is going to bug me. Hold on.
God. Do you have to do that, like,
but,
right now?
Yeah,
I think
well,
he does.
Kinda, because if I don't do it now, then I'll never find where the fuck I was at. Here, this looks good. So, what was I saying? People wrote the Bible. So, they, obviously, people have their own...
well, it's their interpretation.
Well,
of
that,
it.
And they have their own agenda that they're trying to
they
get
add
across
in
to people
yeah.
or convey or whatever. So... each time it was rewritten or each different book or whatever, and there's like, you know, hundreds of years or decades in between each book being written.
Well, every time someone tells a story to someone else, that person tells it differently to the next person.
Right,
and
from the
keeps changing.
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there's a huge lapse of time that has happened. So you can't take any of that for, like people always say, well, even if it's not... you know, a literary interpretation, it's still historically accurate. It's like,
it's
no,
really not.
It's kind of not. It's whatever the person writing it wanted to write in it, basically.
Yeah. And he had the freedom to say whatever he wanted it to say, basically.
Yeah. Right. So, here's another one. You know the formula M over not equals infinity M. So if you put N over nothing, zero,
right,
you equal infinity M because it divides into itself for infinity. It'll keep going on, right? So, and if M being any, or it equals infinity, M being any positive number. You can put any number where M is, M over zero, it will keep going nothing. Yeah, basically. So, why not reduce the equation to a simpler form by multiplying both sides by nothing, in which case you have M equals infinity times nothing. That is to say that a positive number is the product of zero and infinity. That demonstrates the creation of the universe by an infinite power out of nothing, doesn't it? Amazing. Fuck!
He just keeps proving.
It slides out of this. Okay.
How many times does he prove God doesn't exist in this
book? The whole 400 something pages.
Of
so I'll just read a few more here. 37, argument from possible worlds. If things had been different, then things would be different. That would be bad. Therefore, God exists. These are arguments from the believer's side.
Right. Right.
Argument from sheer will. I do believe in God. I do believe in God. I do, I do, I do, I do. I do believe in God. Therefore, God exists. Argument from non-belief. The majority of the world's population are non-believers in Christianity. This is just what Satan intended. Therefore, God exists.
It's amazing that people... How do they like, twist that around?
Adults, yeah. Right? That, like, you have jobs and you raise children and
But you gotta keep in mind that the reason why they're so stupid is because they were brainwashed since they were born.
He talks about that, too, that there's no such thing as a child believer. There's only... Or a Christian child. There's only a child of Christian parents. Because
right.
The child, for, you know, from the time they're born till... however long, they're not making the decision. Their parents are making the decision for them.
And right. Then when they're old enough to make the decision,
they're already filled with all that, right. Unless they get lucky like I did, or you guys might have if you went to Christian school from preschool to eighth grade. And, you know,
I had a lot of religion around me with my family, but, like, I grew up and made a lot of friends and, you know, learned what the real world was like.
Right.
The argument from post-death experience. Person X died an atheist. He now realizes his mistake. Therefore, God exists.
Really?
But how do you know he realized his mistake?
Because God exists.
Right. How can you...
I hate how can you these foil fucking that? Arguments.
It's called faith.
Yeah, what is that?
That's what?
I hate that so bad.
I know.
And the last one I'll read. You guys can check out this book. Argument from emotional blackmail. God loves you. How could you be so heartless as to not believe in him? Therefore, God exists.
I know. The least you could do is believe in him back.
I know. I mean, hello, he created you.
Right.
Duh.
Obviously.
And yeah, he goes into all these arguments from personal experiences.
That makes me want to read that.
Arguments from scripture. Yeah, arguments from admired religious scientists. Arguments from all sorts of shit. Pascal's wager. Bayesian arguments, just amazing, amazing things. Here, you guys can check it out. Maybe as the further I read the book.
Yeah, plug it one more time for him.
What?
Plug it one more time for him.
The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins. It's awesome.
New York Times bestseller, I see.
Fucking A. It's on thejamhole.com in the books list as something I'm currently reading now.
Yeah, everyone go buy that. But first donate us a few bucks. And then
Right. I still have negative money. And right now we're up to negative 50-something. It's amazing.
And then I like how you just bought two rock stars with your negative money.
I have negative money. I'm like, let's see if I can spend some of this negative money. And I go into the gas station. I grab two rock stars, which are no longer 2 for $5, of course.
Of course not.
Fuck me. So I fucking go in there and I put them on the counter. I'm like, here's my card because I don't have any cash, but, you know, I got some negative money. And I signed the thing and off I went. So,
you know, though,
I might have either more negative money
you're
or
not actually
less negative
money. You're
not
actually spending negative money. You're just adding to the negative
money. When you spend negative money, you're adding positive money, right?
You
know. No? The negative gets bigger?
Right.
I thought, because like when you spend plus sign monies, the number goes down.
Right.
So, logically speaking, if you spend negative sign monies, that number should go
up.
Down. Also. Fuck!
I would like to think it would go up, but it does not.
I would also. I totally
fucked my shit up here. I don't know where the fuck I'm at in this book. I think it was like page 140 something.
How many pages are in that?
400.
That's not bad.
We'll start with natural selection as a consciousness raiser. That'll work.
Nice.
Okay, so moving on here. Got the phone calls. Oh, the Book of Matthew.
That being you. Say,
made the cover.
Me. She made the album cover today.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
it's not done yet, but it's almost done. We're laying it out.
Looks good.
Working out the kinks and whatnot. The main thing is, I don't want people to like get this and be like, these beats are awful.
Right.
Because they're royalty-free beats. Uh-huh. Like, everyone thinks that when they make beats, their beats are worth, like, $1,000. And it's like, well,
no.
Why don't you pay me for my words? Because without my words, your beat's just an instrumental.
Beat. Yeah, it's right. Just a beat.
No, who rolls down the street, other than people that write, rocking instrumentals? You know,
yeah.
It's like, you gotta have the hip to go with the hop. Otherwise, right.
It's
just
hip-hop.
Hop. Yeah. And that sucks. So,
hop sucks.
The main reason for making this is to fucking get, you know, something out there that, you know, we can, you guys donate us money, and that's awesome, and I feel bad that, I mean, we do this show for free 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, but still, I feel like we do this for us also. It's like, well, something to do, it's fun,
yeah.
I like listening to it. I want to give you guys something else other than just, you know, the shirts and stickers that we've already gotten a bunch out there into the
we
world.
We already give so much.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I just feel like, okay, here's something else. So if you want to give us $5, you can have this 14-track hip-hop record that I made. But
we're not actually selling you anything. You're just donating us money, and then we're giving you
gonna
stuff.
You're going to get, yeah, some stickers and a CD.
I'll
so
trade you.
I forgot to mention this. I don't want you guys to get it and be like, wow, you suck at making beats.
Because
I do, and that's why I don't do it.
Right.
I know that. Like, I suck at drawing. That's why I don't do it. I'm good at talking and writing rhymes.
Although those
so that's
beats,
what I do.
Those beats aren't bad.
Well, yeah, but I don't want people to think that I made them and shit like that. They're all royalty-free beats, and I want you to focus on what's being said and the structure and all that, and to get an idea of where I'm coming from with this.
Right.
So,
and if you like it and you can make good beats, then fucking
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, and that's my main purpose for doing that, is to maybe, you know, someone knows somebody. We have enough listeners to where it's quite possible that it gets into the hands of someone. They're like, man, this kid can rhyme. I know a guy that makes beats and is looking for someone with a style like this, and he gives it to him, and now we connect, and now here's, you know, 10 more albums coming out. I'm putting out hip-hop albums like Keith is putting up stand-up DVDs, you
yeah.
know, that kind of thing. So I just don't
what's
focus
a year on your birthday?
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Don't focus on the beats. Focus on the words. And, yeah, we're taking pre-orders June 1st, April, May. May? Yeah, it's almost May. So June 1st is when we'll release it, and everyone that got in a pre-order will get it sent. It's gonna
you
be
know it's already going to be leaked on the internet.
Well, I don't give a shit. Whatever. But it's, I mean, if you guys want to support the show, support it. If not, whatever. But I do need positive monies now. So thejamhole.com/donate $5, and you'll get a link to a downloadable digital copy. And if you want an actual CD with the album cover that she's making, and probably, you know, all the words to all the shit, even though they're online everywhere, still in a nice little booklet, it's $10, and then that covers the shipping costs.
For the $5,
and
do you get a
printing out the fucking thing? You get the picture.
You get
of
the
it
JPEG
for,
of it?
Yeah, for iTunes and whatever.
Right.
But I'm not going to, you know, because for $5, then by the time we print them out, PayPal takes their fucking dollar.
And then you got to send
ship it. I made, like, you
gotta,
know, 75
right.
cents.
You gotta
so,
put it in a jewel case.
Yeah, exactly. So, $10 for an actual hard copy, $5 for just a digital to download, and June 1st is when it'll actually be released. So, pre-orders, we'll take those now, thejamhole.com/donate. And also, can I talk to musicians real quick?
Go for it.
Can you guys do me a huge solid... stop putting hidden tracks at the end of your CDs? Like, put them if you're gonna make it a separate track, but don't put 10 minutes of silence and then like a 1 minute fucking skit at the end of it. Because when I'm at work and I have my fucking phone, because my iPod Touch headphone jack is all fucked, and I'm listening to shit and I got my gloves on because I'm sanitary filling people's water jugs up and I'm wet, and all of a sudden, I go from rocking to nothing for the next 10 minutes, and then it gets to the end of that 10 minutes, and it's like, I hope you enjoyed this album. Goodbye. And then it goes to the next song. Like, don't do that.
That
make
sucks.
It a separate track, and then I will know that this gets deleted from my random playlist.
Right.
So when I am at work, covered in bleach water, I'm not touching my phone, making the stupid little water thing on it turn red, so the guy at Verizon's like, ugh, looks like you have water damage, you fucking douche. I just...
What the
stop
fuck
doing that, please.
Is the point of a hidden track, anyway?
It's... Make it another track! You know why they do it? They
but
do
why
it,
is it hidden?
Because they're lazy, and what all of their creative powers from their producers and their executives and everybody that gets together to make your piece of shit fucking record, all we have is 38 minutes, guys. What are we going to do to make it a full album so we're not fucking people for $20 any more than we already are fucking them for $20 because there's absolutely no content in this? Oh, I got an idea. Yo, son,
yo.
Let's put 25 minutes of silence. All right, you with me?
I want
and
to
then
dog.
We'll do a skit. Because we're funny. Yeah, let's
but
do that.
Wouldn't it be better if you just added that skit onto another track?
Wouldn't it be better if you just go fuck yourself
that
and
would
don't
appreciate it.
Do it at all? That would be better for me. I'm so pissed about that because it's in like four
you can't
albums.
Stand not hearing anything for the next
I can't
10
because I listen to that and it helps time go by when I'm draining 250 gallons 5 by 5 by 5 by 5 gallons at a time and all of a sudden there's nothing and then time just goes
well it's exactly like it is in my kitchen like when we put somebody's iPod on and then that mix is done. We automatically stop and look
yeah.
at each other. And
everything goes like,
I'm like, yeah, it's skirt, what?
Like the white dude just came in rocking fucking Bloods and Crips colors
yeah.
at the same time into the fucking BET.
And
everyone
I don't care.
Stops, music stops, yeah. everyone stops dancing yeah. and just turns over.
And I don't care how busy we are, I'll be right back. And I run to the office and go find another mix. Dune, done.
Yeah, and it sucks when there's like, you know, you have 30 songs. And five of them have fucking big giant gaps. For one, you're taking up my space. Space is expensive. It's like, what, $1 a gig? Unless
not,
you're
not
buying Will SD cards, then it's like $20 a gig. So fuck
no.
us
you
there.
Can get like a 320 gig hard drive for
well,
like
yeah,
$80.
You're not carrying that around your fucking pocket, though, are you?
No.
Okay, then. That's what I'm talking about. Little SD card in my phone. I have 8 gigs. Like, half of that is your dead fucking space. Like, thanks, guys. I
yeah.
appreciate that. So, just do me a favor. If you're making music, don't put fucking hidden tracks at the end of tracks. Make them their own fucking things so I can delete them and continue on
but,
with my
but
day.
Then they're it's, not hidden.
Then don't do it.
But
call it track number N plus X, X equals whatever the fuck the track before that was. Kabish?
Okay.
It's not bad when I'm driving around because I can just hit the next button.
Right.
But like I said, well, I'm all gloved up. I got my lab coat
You're
on,
wet.
My fucking goggles on, looking like I'm
fucking
about
mad
ready
scientist.
To blow something the fuck up. And then it just all stops. I'm like, fuck. And it happens like 5 times.
Quit listening to bands that fucking have hidden tracks.
Everyone does it now.
I don't know.
Because no one can fill a fucking 80-minute CD anymore.
Well, then why are you doing listening
I
to
I can't
them?
Even fit my fucking comedy jam hole episodes on a CD. They're so big. And you guys are like, oh, what are we going to do to fill fucking time? I don't know. Does anybody have any animals we can get to make sounds? Oh, I got it. Do you have any kids? Kids say funny things. Oh, let's put them at the end. No. Just end it. Call it an EP and not an LP. Thank you.
And good night.
And good night. Just stop doing that. It's so stupid. You're stupid. May 23rd. We haven't mentioned this in a while. It is coming up, though.
Very quickly.
Our first live audience show.
Aussie Palooza.
Right.
12 metal bands. The Jam Hole. Representing
right.
at Depot Park. If you guys are local, it'll be in Kalispell at Depot Park.
Down Kalispell.
We will be coming on first while everyone's setting up. We'll do, you know, some Fuck My Life. We'll talk about whatever.
Can we say Fuck My
yeah,
Life?
Yeah, I was
I'm
wondering.
Gonna, what are they going to do?
Well, it's an all-age show, stop. So people are, like, bringing kids and, like, old people and
well,
stuff.
And it doesn't
gonna,
matter
if
it's an all-age show. It's in the middle of town. Everyone
they,
can hear it.
If they bring
right.
kids, we'll talk about abortion. Done.
No, there will
I
be
kids. I got my bit written.
No, there will be kids there.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that. May 23rd, if you guys are local, we'll be there. Ryan will be there, Salt Guy. Fucking.
You know Ryan's going to be like, hey, guys, you can't swear.
No, he already said whatever. Do whatever. We have free reign to do whatever the fuck we want.
He shouldn't have said that.
He shouldn't. After this, he will have learned his lesson, and we will not be invited back. But that's fine. Because after this, people in this valley are going to be like, oh, fuck, man, the jam hole is awesome. There are people here that think like us. Hey, guys, I didn't know this before, but not everyone that lives here is like 85 years old and dying.
It's crazy.
This is going to be so great.
Cool people live here, too, you know.
So, today, I was delivering to the fucking...
Hold on, let's talk about farts real quick.
You want to do that first? Can I just mention this real quick?
Okay.
I was delivering to the colon hydrotherapy place today. The place that cleans out your assholes, speaking of farts, we'll get into after
I know
this.
Someone that needs to clean their asshole.
No, not at all. So I go in, and it's upstairs. There's a cooler upstairs in the closet where the drugs go, and there's one downstairs. And I walk in the door, and the lady, like, is halfway down the stairs holding the empty jug, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I grab it, and I go out and get one.
There's probably colon douche in it.
And I come up, probably, that's fine, I didn't smell it. And I go up, and I put it in the closet, and this was the weirdest thing to me. I gotta make sure I get this right.
Wait, you put what in the closet?
The jug. They have two water jugs in this closet.
Oh.
So she meets me halfway down the stairs, hands me the empty one.
Right.
So I take that, go out to the truck, grab a full one, go up the stairs, and she's in the office by now. And as I'm walking down the stairs, I hear, you too, bye-bye. And I'm like, have a nice day. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Like, she was so, like, we talk about this a lot, how it's always like, hi, how are you? Good.
How are you?
Good.
Right.
Good. Okay. Right.
Good.
And then have a nice day. You too.
You too, right.
Or when I'm delivering food, I like to say, enjoy. And they're like, you too. And then they feel like a fucking retard.
Because that makes
no
sense.
And it makes them think. It makes them think. Like, yeah. Holy shit, I am just drifting through the majority of my life, like, not even thinking with all these pre-programmed
You know
responses.
Those people don't think about it. They're just eat my food.
They do because I catch them stopping. And they're like, I mean, have a nice day. And I'm like, you too. Gotcha. But it was so weird. Like, I hadn't even said, like,
anything.
Have a nice day. Usually when they're like, thank you, I say, of course. Like,
wait,
I'm
was she saying it because
slave.
She was pissed that you didn't
no,
say anything?
No, not at all.
Or just
like,
habit.
She didn't even see me. She was totally happy. Like, wow. You too, bye-bye. And it was just so weird that I, like...
Are
I
you
was,
sure there wasn't someone there that
no,
she was talking?
No, it was just her and me in that whole place. And
are you
like,
sure she wasn't being sarcastic at
she's
all?
She's a robot,
no,
dude.
Not at all.
She's
like one of those super nice, all about, like, granola and all this bullshit homeopathic, you know, diluted fucking water bullshit.
Great. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so... It was just weird because I was about to say, you know, have a nice day. I'll see you next week. And she just, like, 2 or 3 seconds before I said that, she's like, you too, bye-bye. Whoa. And I'm like, have a nice day.
Wait.
And, like, I didn't, and I left. It was just weird. It was just more, you know, reinforcement.
Is that
everyone just rolls on autopilot all fucking day.
For sure. Like, is that the first time that's happened?
Yeah, the first time someone has given me the preemptive, you two, bye-bye.
Beat you to it.
Yeah, beat me to the fucking punch. So, fine, speaking of cleaning out your colons.
Someone here needs to.
I have a problem with you.
I'm
you
sorry?
You might want to say who you is.
I'm sorry?
For the podcast
I can't move
people.
My mic, so I can't
have
even
a
look at you. I'm not looking at
with you.
He has a problem with his girlfriend.
I have a problem with Danny.
Why do you have a problem? What's wrong?
More so her asshole.
What's wrong with her asshole?
It talks.
It talks too
some
much.
Asshole talking shit behind her back, and I'm sick of it.
Danny, you talk too much.
Danny, you talk too much. It just, like, okay, girls are going to do disgusting girl queefy whatever the fuck they do.
At least I don't queef.
Fuck.
Not yet.
Imagine.
Not yet.
I could.
Jesus.
The but
day
I won't,
you queef
that's
is kinda the
weird.
Day.
So, it's funny when guys do it, right?
Right.
Like, I'll fart, blame it on the cat. That's funny.
That's
we all
funny.
Laugh. We continue on with our day.
Well, because men
she
can
she does
fart.
It. I'm sitting on the couch. The whole fucking couch shakes.
It's not funny because
knocking
she...
cameras
no,
over.
Hold on.
Yours
not...
push you 4 feet.
The phone rings, and they're like, hey, we just got a disturbance in our fucking seismic calculators. Like, is everything cool there? I'm like, hey,
it's just my girlfriend farting again. And they're like, can you tell her to stop that? I'm like, I know. I've tried to. She doesn't fucking listen to me, and that's why she looks like a raccoon all the time. Just, can you please stop?
If you're
going
to fart, make it cute.
Yeah.
Like, can you do that? Don't out-fart every dude I've ever heard
yes,
fart.
Yes, that. Thank you. Thank you.
Like, it's funny when Matt farts because he, like, farts and it sounds like a little bit
I
of poop
fart
came out
and, like,
or whatever.
Because
I
can
when
fart,
you fart, it's like...
it's
the,
funny
the house shakes.
I can do it in, like, three different notes.
Right.
Like, I can go... all at once, you know?
Right.
Like, when she does it, it's like...
it's just all low and like...
Everything,
if you're sitting, like, within 10 feet of her,
I
you
swear,
feel it.
It comes up on the mics as, like, this, like... it's the brown noise. I swear,
it's
if you recorded
noise,
that
yeah.
and played it back, we would all dump our
we
pants. I'm nice and joking.
It's not a joke.
So, what's the matter?
I think it's fun. Fuck
why
off.
Does your ass smell so bad?
I poop a lot.
And then I get tired.
And then I get tired.
I have bad dreams. And I poop a lot.
I don't know, maybe because I eat food and, like,
so do
stuff.
We.
I eat the
no.
same exact thing every fucking day. Bread, pizza sauce, spicy sausage, pepperoni cheese, in the oven, eat it. Every fucking day.
And that's
twice
the only
a day
thing.
Sometimes, and that is all I fucking eat. Wait,
I know, and that's probably
you
why
doing?
You have... like
I'm
little
cool.
weird farts.
I'm cool.
I have normal farts.
Your farts are not normal.
Not for a chick.
Not at all. It's like,
well, you know, it's because
okay,
other
hey,
chicks hide
question.
It.
Pre-op or post-op?
What?
Daniel.
It's going to be post-op.
I know your real name's Daniel. Don't fucking try and like
hey,
be
was,
all cutesy. Like,
that's weird.
I have boobs.
That's my dad's
I
name.
I have boobs.
That was my dad's name.
Yeah, your dad's dead because he couldn't hack it.
Right.
Danny.
But still.
What's the deal?
I fart as much as you do.
So it's do like what Adam did and go out into the other fucking room and do it
right.
where I don't have to
like
hear it. Because you know what happens? You know what happens?
Well, that was like
do you know
face
what happens?
Melting action.
That was pretty bad.
Do you know what happens?
I couldn't even
what?
Hear him.
Do you know what happens?
No.
Do you know what happens? Now, I have to try and get my dick hard while I'm, you know, down there.
Right.
And all I can think about is you going... it's not funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
So, you've already gone down on her while she's bleeding, and that you got that surprise.
That was also her fault.
I
get fucked.
So, when is it...
okay.
When
okay,
is it going to be when you go down there and she just rips ass, and she's like... ah,
let's talk about this then, Miss Cutesy. How cute is it? Tell me about your friend. She's in the jamhole.com/forums in the jerk bank. I'm not going to tell you which one she is, but why don't you tell me about her and you guys farting and how cute it is.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
That time
seems
wasn't
how you're
cute.
On the rag now. That seems to make a little sense.
Right.
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay, so they're sitting in class. I'll tell you what the fuck happened. They're sitting
high
in class.
School.
She, her friend is on the rag, and they're like, you know, they fart and they joke around because they're chick dudes, chudes, or whatever you want to call them. They're chudes. And her friend, like, turns around and looks at her and, like, farts and then gets this look on her face like, uh-oh. And
I poop.
Danny is like, what happened? She's like, my tampon fell out.
No, not fell out. She pushed too hard and it, like, pushed out.
That's what's going to happen. You're going to push
terrible.
Too hard and you're going to get a lapsy.
Oh.
You know what that is?
No.
It's when your asshole falls out your asshole.
it's when your intestines fall out of your asshole.
Exactly.
I never push that hard, babe.
You
I'm sorry.
Will one of these times.
Okay. When I fart, it's because I gotta fart.
Are you sure?
Well, do you gotta fart around your
Suspect
boyfriend?
Suspect says pink sock.
I've been holding
pink
it
sock.
Forever.
But all
he
I'm
also
is,
says studies show that the more it smells, the healthier it is for
well,
you.
Mine don't smell
out.
That bad.
Check this out. Perhaps... there is no such thing as erectile dysfunction. Perhaps,
it's
listen, perhaps there's just dudes that are with chicks that
fart
all the
much.
Fucking time, and their chick's like, oh, I'm ready for sex. Oh, let's fuck.
I would never do that.
Oh, hey, are you horny yet? No, I'm not at all. Are you guys horny yet?
I'll never be horny again.
Hey, let's have sex. Why eat me out? I'm on the rack. Oops, just put my tampon out. Like, there's nothing sexy about that at all.
Oh, my God. I'm kind of horny now. Is that
you
weird?
You
want
to go do it?
Me too.
Dude,
I swear to God, if I feel this couch shake one more time.
Dude, it's not like I fart all the time, and I don't ever do it when we're trying to
but
have
it's
sex.
Enough.
You're going down on me or
no,
anything like
no.
that.
Do you know what would happen?
You know that wine bottle?
I wouldn't do that because you know what? I just expect the same thing back to me while I'm like going down on you or something. I see your balls fucking flap up. But no, dude, seriously, like I just started farting around you like a week ago.
And I understand when
whatever you've been doing that, like, well,
with you, because it's funny.
She's not trying to impress you. Right. Neither is she trying to impress me
anymore.
Which is fine.
Does she take a shit with the door open yet?
No.
Because that's the next step.
We don't poop when we're here.
Really? Oh,
but you'll fart.
I poop at work. Also, but, does she?
But you'll rip
I Twitter
ass
while I'm doing
other.
It.
What's the difference?
It's not me, because I do it and I blame it on the cat or her, and it's funny, and we laugh. She
right.
doesn't have to get a dick hard, and that takes a little bit of focus
no,
sometimes.
No, she just has to lay there.
Exactly.
And take a dick.
And take a dick.
Yeah.
And eat a dick.
And that doesn't take any effort.
Not at all. I have to work it up.
I'd like to see you do it.
I have to transfer blood from this head to that head.
That
takes a little rerouting of arteries and blood flow.
It does.
It's a whole fucking process.
You gotta shrink the one head and make the other grow.
I know, sex is a whole to-do, and like it's cool because it's worth it in the end. But when you're sitting there going, oh, I'm so horny, like, it's hard to fucking concentrate.
I'm sorry, my asshole is working properly now.
That's not properly.
That's properly. What if I never fart? I would blow up.
That
I'm not saying never
we're
fart.
Not
I'm saying fart like a real woman and like keep that like
spread
on the
your
DL.
Ass cheeks when you fart and just go.
That's what I was doing all the time until I was like, he farts all the fucking time.
But
around
he's
me.
A
Guess
man.
What?
I'm a man.
He's a man.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. M-A-N, my own.
And men oh
now
fart.
You're a fucking man.
We deserve to have that, at least. Can't we just have farts?
That's
why
our
am I supposed to be all cutesy and listen, happy listen and girly and sweet and pretty and smell nice and shit? That's fucking bullshit.
You're a chick, dude. If you want to be a dude, go get your twat yanked inside out into a dick.
Wait,
and
say
get
that
your
again?
Tits removed.
You're a chick, dude.
You're
if you
a
want
chick,
to
dude.
Be a dude,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
But seriously, if you want to be a dude, like, go be a dude. Just don't be a dude around me. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Just quit doing it.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No, fuck yourself. Get
no.
used to it.
So we did have somebody that wanted to call in and talk about this. I think
right.
he had some personal.
He's totally gone.
Like, any time in the past, like, 10 minutes would
have
been
we were talking about
the
this.
Time.
Who was that? I forget.
I totally forget.
He's
now.
Not even
well,
here.
Well, it was unavailable, but it was
he
was some
in
dude
the
in the
chat.
I don't
I forget
know.
His name now. He's gone.
I don't know. Pink Floyd Rock says, guys, stop talking about farts. It's sick shit.
Really?
It's not sick shit.
It's
normal.
Sick shit. When she does it, yes, I fully agree. Yeah. 110%.
There's a dude with the name Pink Floyd Rocks on the same day you're wearing a
Whoa,
Pink
dude.
Floyd shirt.
Weird.
They can't see that. Stand up a little bit.
There you
All
go.
Right, good. Whoa. That is weird.
Uh-huh.
I can't.
Hey, talk about Dark Side of the Poon. yeah, yeah.
That's weird because I can't remember the last time I saw you wear that.
So, that is our poll today. We've been doing polls in the live video thing kind of as a way because, you know, we can't really look down all the time and see how many people are in the chat room at once.
Apparently,
but everyone that comes into the room will click a
button. Apparently, eight
so.
People in the chat actually get hard when a girl
you're
farts.
You're fucking liars.
Right.
You're liars. And you're doing
no,
drugs.
Actually, they're all chicks that
you're
said
all
that.
Chicks.
And so they're biased.
So yesterday,
so
or
yourself.
Wednesday's poll was, should we move to Ustream because live video sucks lately?
And
the results
was?
Are in. 10 people say yes, we should, because live video has been sucking dick and balls and farts. 6 people said no. And 23 people said, who gives a shit?
Awesome.
So, fuck you.
Thank
people
you,
that
everyone.
Said yes and no,
go
and
fuck
we'll
yourself.
Just stay at live video. Unless, of course, it stops working again, then yes, we will move to Ustream.
Do you know Toka sniffs her farts?
Mine. Everyone sniffs. Everyone loves their own flavor.
No,
that's,
sniffs her farts.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was. That's why I brought it up.
Me too. Not for fun, though. Can you just do me a favor? Be a chick. I got the dude. I got the dude part down. We're good.
Right. I actually.
What we need now is a chick. We need a chick. Now hiring.
I remember when
now
you
hiring. We're like Dairy Queen. We're not hiring for the dude cooks in the back. We're hiring for the ditzy chicks. In the front.
If you want to be a dude, there's plenty of dude ranches around here that you can go to.
Hey, dude.
No.
You remember that show? Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
If I were any less of me, then you wouldn't want to be with me. So.
No, I would. Like, you still got boobs and a vagina and stuff. I could take
that all you go, want. So go to my work and stay out of my kitchen and go fuck a server.
No! God, no. God, no. Everyone that works there has
I smell
AIDS.
Like flowers.
Yeah. That song, Everyone Has AIDS,
AIDS
was
AIDS,
written
AIDS,
about
AIDS.
Where she works.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Remember after your last girlfriend how you're like, I'm going to go gay after this, I think. Or there was some circumstance that you would go gay for.
Well, this is
well,
the closest
now you don't have
gay.
To because you pretty much are with a dude, apparently.
There you go. You're the closest
to
gay.
Is so much to ask?
Get.
Just stop.
Yeah,
farting.
It is.
Why? You have to do it around me. You have to wait till I'm sitting.
I live with
listen.
You!
You don't have poop to wait. Around him?
Yes, I do, actually. He just doesn't
You
notice.
Have to wait till I'm sitting on the thing you're sitting on to make it fucking vibrate and right. me go, what the fuck was that? You have to do that.
You don't even go, what the fuck is that? You're like, Danny, Jesus!
Excuse, your, excuse yourself, perhaps? May I be excused? Yes,
yes,
honey.
You may.
And then I'll
whom
sit right
I love.
Here and fart.
Yes, honey, you may be excused.
My pretty?
I'm not that girly. I'm
well,
sorry. I don't
well,
do that.
That's apparent. Learn.
I don't do that.
Send you to fucking girl school.
Right?
No. I'm sorry. My mom tried to put me in
need
ballet.
To be
a
proper lady.
It didn't work.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. So... Whatever, I guess you're not going to call in if you do decide to call in. 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Anyone else that has anything to say, give us a call.
Pink Floyd Rocks says farts are airborne shit.
Yes, they
and
are.
That's
they're
why
little
it's disgusting.
Particulates of poop.
And you guys do it too.
Particulates?
It's funny when we do it.
It's funny when I walk by no, a guy at my not. Work online. I just walk yes. by and then I turn around
because
and watch him and they go,
it.
Oh my
we're
God.
I, because you are a cook with them. You guys are bros.
Right.
You
all
down.
Guys.
That's how you do it. Here, we're boyfriend, girlfriend. We're chicks. chicks,
you
with,
are.
Chicks with big fucking brojones. But it's not funny when it, that happens here. Because then you're like, hey, you want to have sex? I'm like, no, I don't.
Suspects ask,
not right
have,
now.
You, have you ever lit a fart on fire?
Yes.
I have
my
not.
Friend... did that and burned his fucking balls. And
really?
Really?
Like, he would always, you know, pull... He had these pajamas because we'd always go snowboarding, you know, in the mornings and
yeah.
shit. So he had the pajamas with the thing, the trap door.
Right.
So he'd do this.
The onesie, of course.
Unbutton him. Right. Lighter. But sometimes you get a fucking backdraft, and this one time I remember
up.
In particular, it sucked in somehow and, like, lit his whole fucking back of his ass on fire and his balls. And
wow.
I'd like
how
to
did
say,
that go?
I'd like to say he never did it again after that, but nay, he did. He did it again after that.
Wow.
Is that a dildo?
What? Wow.
Or a penis? Toka,
Toka
has
a dildo
let
in,
me pull
his,
this
in
up.
His
camera.
That. Is indeed a dildo, I believe.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah, it's just chilling.
Toka, why did you get turned into a dildo?
What happened?
What happened?
Wow.
What happened?
So,
did you lose your own penis?
That's awful.
Wow. Oh
so we got god. A few things sent into us I'd like to kind of go over with everybody. MDS sent this one in. It's from our most fucked
yeah,
up state, which is?
Florida.
Florida, of course. Retarded
I was
Florida.
Reading this while you were talking, and I think I actually went to school with that guy.
Are really? You serious?
Dead serious.
Okay, so this one is called Over 200 Pot Plants Found in Car After Traffic Stop. So
your friend is an woo-hoo. Idiot.
And in the email, I like how MDS...
With a lot of dumb people.
What?
I went to school with a lot of dumb people.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we all did.
Well,
but
yeah.
I was really high in high school.
I like how MDS writes in. This is from Florida. How can you get law enforcement attention when you are transporting marijuana plants? How about running a stop sign?
Check.
Check.
Check. Not having driver's license when deputies stop you?
Check.
Check.
Not having or having a plastic bag and rolling papers sticking out of your pocket?
Check.
Check.
Having a plastic tray loaded with pot plants in plain view on the back seat?
Check.
All right. Matthew Allen Ward, 22, is now facing an array of drug charges in Charlotte County. The story goes a little something like this. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Street Crimes Unit made a traffic stop on a driver who ran a stop sign Wednesday night and found 209 pot plants in the car.
Never
what
ever
we tell you retards.
Never make any traffic violations when you have drugs in the
perhaps,
car. It's not that hard.
Perhaps you guys aren't listening to us.
No,
perhaps
not.
You're just too retarded to retain the knowledge that we give you.
Or they just
one,
don't fucking listen
God
in the first place.
Does not exist. For two, when you're trafficking illegal substances, don't run stoplights or
right.
stop signs or have your fucking brake lights out. Anything like that, don't fucking
don't
do it.
Don't be doing anything illegal other than the drugs at the time.
Exactly.
How about that?
According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, the incident occurred at Birchcrest Boulevard. When deputies approached the driver, 23-year-old Matthew Allen Ward, they observed a large plastic tray in the back seat with the pot plants. And now, here, I'm going to post this in the chat for the live listeners. The podcast listeners, go to thejamhole.com, look at the show notes. But look at the picture, everyone, of these pot plants. Like
they're little baby pot
bro,
plants.
Bro, you
oh,
suck
cute.
At growing weed.
Maybe they're just started.
Well, then is that even illegal? Like,
yeah, because
I mean,
it's
really,
still weed.
Well, yeah, I guess. But it just, it's they
it's
look
gonna
like,
be weed.
They look like little baby sprouts.
Right.
You can't be like,
they don't
oh,
look like leaves,
you have 200
dude.
Pot plants. That's like saying a dude that had sex with like, 50, you know, 17-year-old chicks is like, oh my god, he, you know, if a dude is fucking hey. Like a bunch of 5-year-olds saying, you know, he had sex with 200 women, it's
right.
like, well, no, he actually had sex with 200 5-year-olds. Like, it's, you can't say these are pot plants because they're not. They're
okay.
like little baby sprouts.
Okay, they're just sprouts.
What?
I got it. Were you going to say something?
You said, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
What were you going to say?
Thanks for
I
that.
I forgot.
Appreciate
Jesus.
That. Hi! Hi! deputy said they detected the smell of recently burned marijuana coming from inside the car.
Oh, that's
okay.
why he didn't have any, he just smoked it.
So,
don't smoke your drugs.
If you are smoking your drugs, don't run stop signs.
Right. Especially
and
with
if,
the drugs in
if you're going to drive around and get high, don't have 200 plants also with you riding shotgun.
You know what? You're a fucking retard if you're getting high when you're doing
you know
something
what?
That illegal.
Just fucking do it. Go to jail. I don't care
yeah,
anymore.
What, you deserve
I try
it.
To help you guys. I try to tell you how to get away with killing people and disposing of bodies and selling drugs, and you fucking do this. You run fucking stop signs while you have 200 pot plants rolling around town with you with a fucking joint lit in
this
your fucking mouth
my homies.
Going, what happened?
There's a stop and, sign there.
Oh. Is that why you stopped me?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
And there's the 200 plants in your car. I saw
oh.
that, too.
Fuck. Oh, that's amazing. Ward appeared nervous and was shaking, and then deputies saw a plastic baggie and rolling papers sticking out of his right front pocket in plain view. Like, we have seatbelt laws here. I've said this many
seat
times.
Belts.
We never seatbelts, guys. UID. We never wear seatbelts. I don't. You,
I don't.
I've never seen you do, but
she does
you don't
for
count.
Some reason.
You fucking flick cigarettes out the window and hit cop cars with them,
and
then
get
fined,
like,
and then argue
bucks.
With the judge about the reduced fine he was being nice enough to give you
because you're going on vacation,
saying you can't afford it because you have a vacation to go on. Right.
Right.
So
that's nice.
If I see that I'm getting pulled over, the first thing I do is fucking seatbelt. Click.
Right.
I'm good there. Second thing I do is look around.
Well,
do I have anything that I shouldn't be having? And if I do, it goes in my backpack, and then, you know, I'm usually good.
Right. Because as long as you can't see it, you're fine. He's just going to give you a ticket for speeding or
right.
whatever.
Right. And, yeah, speeding generally. But
generally.
Usually, you know, you can go a ways. If there's a cop in back of you and you have some shit, you can just go, you know, like signal like you're pulling over.
And just
but you don't have to stop right away.
Right.
Roll while, like, keep looking forward, but use your peripheral and look down and hide your shit. Because when they stop you, they'll find
it. It's kind of hard to hide 200 pot plants.
Well, for one, don't drive around with that shit just chilling. Put it in the trunk. Are you fucking... Well, yo, bro, I have my 15s fucking bumpers. I have no... You're a fucking idiot.
Right.
Take
out
the speaker
out the fucking
box
15s and put
and
the weed
put them
in, there.
In the trunk, you
Jesus.
Idiot.
Get a bigger trunk.
But to have your plastic baggie and rolling papers just chilling in your front pocket
yeah.
like, I'm a thug.
It's
I'm
like,
riding,
why don't you tuck that in your fucking hiding
I'm
spot?
I'm riding dirty.
Right.
That's how we do it. You're a fucking idiot. You're going to go to jail and you're going to get your little
it's
fucking
you're
white,
white
asshole pounded to fuck. And then you're going to have what's his name? Oh.
your Twitter. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Cool.
I just...
I was trying to look at the chat so I could say who said it, but yeah, you're going to have the pink sock.
I forget who said that.
That is so stupid. I know. Total weight of the marijuana seized was 43.2 grams. Whoop-de-whoop. Based on the evidence collected, street crimes deputies had probable cause to charge Ward with cultivation of marijuana, possession of weed over 20 grams, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving without a valid driver's license. Hey, here's an idea. If you are insisting on moving your plants and running stop signs and smoking weed while you're doing it, have a driver's license.
That helps.
Maybe.
Maybe a little.
Did
maybe.
He do it? Was he doing anything that wasn't illegal?
I don't believe so. It sounds like not it. Believe so. No, he did have his seatbelt on.
Oh. He slipped that on when the cop was pulling him over.
You're a fucking idiot. I hope you never get out of jail. We don't ever. Need... You're the kind of douchebag that's going to be like, oh, I'll just take out a gram out of each one of these baggies so I can make a little extra money.
I don't need your shitty weed.
I fucking suck at selling drugs. You're a fucking retard, and you deserve to get busted if you're doing that.
So go fuck yourself.
Exactly. He was transported to the Charlotte County Jail with bond set at $9,000. And that is it for that story. I'm... fucking believable that you would do that.
Be that stupid.
I can't.
Me away. How?
Like, when does that become an intelligible idea?
Never.
Like,
but he was high. He obviously smokes too much
so
of that weed.
Fucking high.
But
that
the
I'm
thing
nodding
is, you don't realize
on the fucking highway.
No, but what you don't realize is, since we're moderately intelligent people, we can smoke and get a little dumber for that time and still be pretty smart, but when dumb people like this get high,
yes,
they get too dumb to even function, obviously.
Hey, yes.
That's disgusting.
Hey, you're not fucking my mouth,
right,
okay? I have to fuck down where your asshole is. Don't tell me about disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to scree anymore, because that really makes me think of how bad your breath can be after that, and I don't want to kiss you anymore.
Wow.
I think maybe...
His breath is bad from your twat? And that bothers
you?
No,
from the rock star.
Oh,
and
from the rock
the cigarettes
star. What are you
stuff,
drinking?
Maybe?
Yeah.
Exhibit
hey,
A.
Hey, what's that? Oh.
Your honors.
Whose breath smells
Whose is
that?
This?
I washed it down with Maalox. It's okay.
Who had to get awesome. Who had to get fucking teeth yanked out of their head because they didn't fucking brush their teeth like a fucking animal? Show of hands.
You're a dick.
The defense rests. Hi, caller. You're live on the jam hole. Holla. I mean, hello, this is Matt. they hung up!
I mean, hello.
Should we call
hello.
Him?
Yes.
Should we call him back? Okay, hold on.
But be nice. Be like, hi,
hi,
I had a missed call.
Matt.
Be like, hi, did someone just call me?
Hey!
Shh. Shh. Can't this be good? Shh. Shh. Shh.
Don't do it.
His voicemail.
Call him on your phone. Are you?
Is there a voicemail?
Fuck. You pussy. I know you're there. You're a fucking pussy.
He's a fucking faggot, actually. Like,
nah,
for reals.
Whatever.
Call him on your phone.
No. Fuck that shit. Okay, so.
Fuck. That bothers me now. I want you to, like, not answer
Hi,
the jammel.
This is Matt.
Hey, this is Matt.
Hi, this is Josh. Matt's getting pounded right now, but I'm here. So, there was just something else here I wanted to kind of read over. You know, back in school, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have sex messaging. If we wanted to see boobs, we had to go dig up
an 8-bit picture of it.
Well, no, before that even. Before the internet, I'm saying, like, when I was a kid.
Get one of dad's porn mags?
Before that, we had to, like, dig up old bums fucking stashed porn things that, like, were in these little hobo huts and shit.
Really?
I only did that, like, twice.
Where was this?
Walking home from school, like, you'd find, like, a little thing with a bunch of beer cans, and there'd be, like, a couple old torn up pornos and shit like that.
And they're all stuck together and disgusting.
Sit together and be like, that's a vagina. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Like, that's what a vagina is.
Was it Family Guy? He's like, oh, finally, I'll get to see what.
Make it stop. Make it stop.
That was so awesome.
Oh, my God. So, and, you know, kids, we played, like, freeze tag and Red Rover and capture the flag and smear the queer and football.
Don't forget smear the queer.
What we never played was the choking game.
Oh.
Have you heard of this?
I have.
Apparently, it's making a comeback.
I remember when this was a big problem, like, 4 or 5 years
and
ago.
And kids were actually, make kids, like, pass out or whatever?
Yeah.
Something like that. But, so, you get high from cutting off the circulation to your brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That is the cheapest high there is.
Right.
Right?
A piece
besides,
of rope is
besides
all you need.
Fermenting your own piss and shit and huffing the gas, this is right
what
there.
What was that called?
Jankum.
Jankum.
Fucking idiot.
God.
So this was sent into us by Burger in the StumbleUpon account. If you guys go to thejamhole.com and check out me and Braden, each have our own Stumble accounts. So I don't know why all the gay porn gets sent to mine.
I know, no one sends me anything on my Stumble.
I
don't want
Do
any gay porn.
Do you use your Stumble account?
I stumble all the time.
Really?
Yeah, just no one sends me shit. Burger doesn't have my Stumble, I guess.
Do you have any friends?
I have you
there? And that's it.
Bro. No, there's some other people I don't even know that are on there.
Okay, guys, get a StumblePun account. Earmuffs, Braden. Send him gay porn.
Don't send me gay porn.
Braden! So yeah, this one is called Warning Signs of the Choking Game. There are plenty of worries when it comes to teenagers. Sex, drugs, dangers on the internet. Preachers trying to have sex with
children.
Oh, wait,
are they, like, choking their necks?
I don't know.
Like, I thought it was, like, the choking game. Like,
there is, however, one risk that many parents do not talk about and may not even know about. Are you a parent?
No.
Are
you?
Mind.
Oh,
are
you?
If you are a parent, if you answered yeah when I asked, are you a parent?
Is that the poll?
Oh, no. Listen up. No, the poll is still, do you find farting sexy?
Ten
you
people
guys
say
are
yes.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah, they are.
In the second, there's a new high-risk game known as the choking game. News Channel 3 takes a look at what parents ought to know before talking to their kids. Mm. You gotta go in there informed. It's like a boxing ring. You don't want to be, like, out of shape and, you know, running up the stairs, losing breath halfway
there. No, you gotta go through some training.
You gotta go in with all your fucking guns locked and loaded, cocked, ready to fucking go.
Safety off.
Safety off. Mine don't even have safety.
Right.
That's how you gotta roll in there.
They have serial numbers.
Because your children will fuck you up. Colorful balloons filled the sky to mark Uriah Martin's birthday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
A day that Tony Martin expected to celebrate with her son. Quote, my son should be here enjoying his 13th birthday, becoming a teenager, and he won't.
Because he's dead.
Because he's an idiot. Six months ago, Tony found her son near death. She said, Death, get away from my son. Death was like, nah, he's coming with
me. It's his time.
He was hanging from a punching bag.
Whoa. He was the punching bag.
He was hanging there. Death was like, body blow,
uppercut,
body blow. Hard you get, finish him.
Those are
and then
three
death,
different games
death
right
finished
there.
Him, and you know what it said? Fatality.
Holy shit.
Death.
Oh, that's
killing
Unreal
spree.
Tournament.
Oh, right.
That was like six different games right
Whoa.
There.
Got it.
Okay.
The 12-year-old died 4 days later. Did you just leave him hanging there, you idiot? Like,
fuck,
are you okay?
He was near death, and then I left him there for 4 days, and then he was full death.
Right. I'm sure they took him to the
it's
house.
Like, so I don't need a babysitter? Like, you're just going to be there hanging
no,
out?
No, I'm just hanging out.
Okay, just hanging out. The medical examiner at first said it was suicide, but Tony's mom soon learned that nay. Her son had not killed himself on purpose. He'd been trying to get a momentary high.
So wait, they just choke themselves?
In a moment. In a minute. Do you remember that?
Minute.
What's that from? In a minute. What's that from? That's
I don't know.
Some Nickelodeon thing, probably. I was going to say something.
It is.
In a minute.
This story reminds me of a problem like 4 or 5 years ago. There was a bunch of stories.
Where they were doing this.
No, where they would like.
And then they'd push on their chest and all the air would come out and then they'd fall over.
Blackout.
No, they would like choke themselves while masturbating.
Whoa.
And yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah,
what?
This was like 4 or 5 years ago that I remember seeing.
Whoa. Toka says shit. If I want to get high, I just.
If I want to get a rush, I just choke someone else.
Right.
Nice.
Oh, fuck. No, but I like, the way I do it.
That's how funny that was. I couldn't even fucking read it. Holy shit.
5 years ago, people were like masturbating and choking themselves because that way when they came and they had the lack of oxygen, it gave them a bigger orgasm. But the problem was the kids, when they were coming, they were out of breath and they couldn't undo the rope, so they'd just die.
Wait, whoa, like with rope and
shit?
Well,
they would like, yeah, they use a rope so they can, because they can't use two hands or jerking it.
One?
That's not going to work, I don't know. So these kids are stupid. It was a long time ago. And it happened a lot.
Hey, guys, you want to go roll around in my car with my 200 pot plants?
Yeah, I do. That sounds like a good
idea. You have your license?
No.
Me neither.
I don't have any brake lights either.
I stole this car. Let's go.
Doesn't even have license plates.
Oh, my God. wow. Quote, then I started hearing about this game, said Tony. Then I started finding out, yes, he had tried it. Looking back, Tony realized her son had given her a huge clue.
I got a raging clue right now.
A few weeks earlier, but she had missed it because she didn't know the choking game even existed.
I remember
poetic.
I remember back in like first grade. I don't know how I can remember that far back, but kids at my school would like just, I don't know, do that thing where they try and make their face red just by like tensing up. Yeah, doing that. It's kind of like the choking game.
What
almost.
Are we teaching so these children?
Dumb. I know.
Wow.
Like, what are you doing?
You teach them that if your parents lay a finger on you, you call CPS, and that foster home is actually a fun place to be.
No wonder kids grow up to be fail whales.
Oh, my Christ.
It all makes sense now.
That blows my mind. Like,
it blew this kid's mind,
what
too,
what was
apparently.
Her first inkling that, like, she didn't know the game existed? He's in there, like, fucking, like,
choking.
What are you doing?
Want to play a game?
Running a fucking marathon. Hey, Mom, can you buy me a punching bag? Why?
I'm just kidding. Can it
hang myself from it? Jokes? No, but seriously. And some rope.
Right.
Like, what?
I don't
really
need any gloves, though.
Oh, my God. Just, this is what happens when parents don't talk to their kids about fucking drugs and
anything.
Shit. Like, hey, you want to get high? Smoke some pot. Kid's like, nah, I'm just going to go choke myself the fuck out.
Because I ain't got no money.
Cool. More
cool.
Pot for me, then.
Whatever.
Like, teach them. That this
wait,
is,
no, the problem is that your parents are stoned all the time. They're not taking care of you.
This is not
situation.
A high, though. You're depriving your brain of oxygen. It's killing brain cells.
But it gives you a high feeling.
Is that why retards are happy all the time? Because they killed all
probably.
Their brain cells?
Exactly.
And they're just high as fuck all the time?
No, they're just so stupid that they don't realize
well,
how
well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
is.
This does the same thing, basically.
Yeah,
it makes you retarded. So
to
it's a high
death.
To them, so maybe retards are just high all the time.
Really? Can we, like, shoot up retards?
What?
What? You want to cook them down? Like, cut them up, cook them down, and
no, not like
shoot
that.
Those up? Or
Jesus.
Anyway.
No.
Can we...
Don't look at me like that.
You're the one who insinuated shooting up retards.
I have a book I'd like you to read.
Their lack of brains.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Never.
You are
no.
A fucking asshole.
So, in the living room?
I can't even read this.
Don't.
He was sitting on the living room floor, said Tony. I've seen boys do enough things that make no sense to me. And he had
so
a belt
okay.
Around his neck.
What?
What?
Like, hey.
That's where you
son,
stop.
Are
him.
You cool?
Yeah.
I just got this belt.
I'm okay.
Like, are you shooting drugs into your face? Like, what do you have? Why? Where's my belt? I
oh,
beat your ass,
neck.
But you have my belt wrapped around your neck. You fucking
God,
idiot. Like, what are you doing?
You are a retard.
Oh, my God. What if you had a kid and you walked in the living room and your kid was sitting on the living room floor.
With the belt
like,
around his
Buddha
neck?
Buddha stands, a belt around his neck,
I would
looking
take...
like fucking Skeeter from Doug.
Right.
Like, would you just be like, oh, that's hi, cool. honey, how was your day?
I'd take the belt off around his neck and beat his ass with
that's
it.
That's right. And he'd call CPS. I'd call CPS. I'd have them on the line and be like, you're going to want to hear this.
I would call
Boom!
I'll call them myself.
I'll have them, like, already in the front yard. Like, I'm about to beat some kid ass. Right. You better get in here and take
get
him the
now.
Fuck away. He had a belt wrapped around his neck. That's like the greatest line ever. I didn't know what he was doing. He was just sitting on the floor with a belt wrapped around his
neck. Kids do the darndest things.
Kids do the darndest. I thumped him on the head and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? You trying to kill yourself?
Nothing. Yes. I'm trying to kill myself.
That sign is one of several that parents should be watching for. Like, you should be watching for that anyways! If your retarded kid is in the living room or anywhere in the house, for that matter, with a belt wrapped around his neck.
Do you even pay attention to your kids?
Do you have to be told that, hey, you should pay attention to that? That's actually not a positive thing for his
life. Aren't you supposed to know that before you even become a parent?
Apparently, hey, there's no manual on how to raise kids.
Then don't have them.
There is, actually.
Yeah.
There are many.
There is a lot of books. There is actually How to Raise Your Kids for Dummies.
Oh,
have
God.
You seen that one?
No, I
That's
have not.
That's a good
not.
One. Everyone
Tigers
should read that.
Don't know. They don't have a manual. You don't see them eating their fucking young all the time.
Right?
I mean, the retarded
ones. You don't see
ones.
Their young with belts around their necks.
Jesus Christ. What are we doing? Did you learn that in school? I learned it from watching you,
right,
Mom?
No, the kids at school
no,
taught him.
Because your mother had it wrapped around her arm with a needle sticking out of it, not your neck.
Well,
you
he tried.
Idiot.
He
you
tried.
Can't ever do anything right.
Hey, I'm 5. Leave me alone.
It's no excuse. You're still dumb.
It's because I'm 5.
Kids who've been intentionally cutting off their oxygen supply, like the TV channel.
Air supply?
Bad. I like mine better. The Oxygen Network.
Oh, yeah, the channel.
Air Supply. Hey, do you remember Air Supply?
Yes, I do.
Name one song they did, and I'll give you a ding.
Fuck, I can't even think
That's
of
right.
One.
Ding for me, sir. Oxygen
my God.
Network. On Lifetime.
Well, are those swastikas?
Whoa! That is
Whoa.
Super sweet,
Holy
dude.
Shit.
How'd you
That's
do
the
that?
First time I've heard you say super sweet about a swastika.
Hey, I don't like. I've had enough of Jews myself, so
I'm sick of them. I saw
bro.
A lot of Jews in the Newark airport.
Oh my God!
Right?
What is up with that? Never mind.
I
That's
know.
So
Never
weird.
Mind.
The fucking
yeah.
curls coming out of their top hats, or
do
whatever?
Do you do that on purpose?
Why? Nice glasses.
I have a book I want you to read. It's called The God Delusion. It's called
for you.
You're a Crazy Weird Looking Fuck.
I know.
And I'm blown away that you found a chick. That is just as crazy and weird looking as you. Hey, so dry. They may have bloodshot eyes. They often have marks on their neck from the belt, or wear high collared clothing. Those aren't gangsters popping their collars. They
no.
were playing the choking game.
That's a new gang.
That's how it is.
That's we how it goes.
Pop. You know
pop
why?
Because
we just got done
choking
getting
the
high
chicken.
On some choke.
Some
like,
joke.
What do you call that? How do you get
What's
into the
What's the street name for that drug?
How much does it cost?
Nothing. Wait, does your father have a belt?
Yes.
Then it's free.
I am blown away by it. I'm sorry. I am so baffled
I'm
by this.
I'm done
they,
with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm done with this,
Can
too.
We move?
No,
we, like,
we
cannot.
Holy shit.
They often have... They may experience frequent severe headaches. Disorientation after spending time alone could also be a sign. If you notice ropes, scarves, or belts tied to furniture, you're either raising a hipster faggot or your kid's playing the choking game.
Right.
One,
one
of the
of
two.
The two.
Also, the choking game can cause pinpoint bleeding under the skin. Some child psychologist says parents should watch for the signs, but also should not wait to talk to their kids. Every parent, right now, go to your kid and be like, hey, have you heard of the choking game? And if they say yes, you fucking kill them because they are worthless.
Choke them to
and
death.
And they are retarded and there is no hope for them. You
right.
kill them. Done.
They can play the choking game one more time.
The district of some schools sent out an email warning parents that a few students had admitted they'd taken part in the choking game. Take your kid out of that school.
Seriously. Homeschool your child.
And then bomb that whole fucking school. Because those kids are done.
They're brainwashing your child.
That's your one chance. Everyone gets one chance, and you just wasted yours on trying to get high choking yourself.
Everyone should play the choking game. Seriously.
Yes, I take that back.
Everyone play.
This is a great game. The Gram Ball fully endorses choking the shit out of your whining, annoying, disgusting
Every kid
children.
Should play the choking game.
Yes. One mother compiled a list of choking game victims. Her map shows victims around the state.
A victim of their own?
They made the shape of a fucking swastika pentagram.
How are they victims? They did it to themselves. It's not like someone choked them. Oh, I'm the victim because... What?
My parents choked me as a child, and now
I have a choking addiction.
World of Warcraft and choking. Quote, my entire life...
And if you can play World of Warcraft while choking yourself, bravo.
Bravo. I'm fucking done with this. That's just so amazing to me that... Wow.
Did people do that?
Like, are you that bored? Did you not have an Xbox 360 and, like, all the fucking games because you're a spoiled little piece of shit?
These are the poor kids, Matt.
Go buy some crack.
They don't have any money.
Go suck some dick and get some crack.
And get some crack. Is there an echo in here?
Is there an echo in here? Is there an echo in here?
Hold on, turn on all the feeds. Everyone call in with your feed cranked.
At the same
high
time.
High voltage right. cranked. So, did you have something you wanted to read? Hold on, you had something you wanted to mention about your fucking awesome place of work. Now's the time. Oh, what happened today? What did you listen to today? We'll talk about this real quick.
That's about what it sounded like.
What was it?
Some
other podcast.
Audio Buzz?
What is that?
Some faggoty ass shit. It sounds like a phone call.
Yes, like that.
Now see, I had preconceptions, misconceptions, whatever, to this show because it used to be Team Drunk Ottawa. Right. And it was just a stupid show. Then it was a little fan podcast from Keith and the Girl Forms. They formed these stupid little teams. And everyone's like, oh, team this and team that.
Team hater.
Team
fucking. Blah, blah, blah.
Team I never have sex because I'm a little dude.
Team.
Like,
that's a team,
a lot
too.
Of those people are cool as fuck in person, but on the forums, they need a punch in the face.
Oh, keyboard commandos.
Sure. Yeah. So there was an offshoot of these teams, and some of them made podcasts, and Team Drunk Ottawa then turned into this show called Audio Buzz, and it's this dude from Texas.
Which is actually even worse show.
This chick with lupus from Canada, and I let her listen to it because I wanted her to know, like, what these other shows sounded like and how, because all she knew of podcasts when she first met us was us.
Right.
And then we let her listen to Distorted View, Keith and the Girl, the shows we like.
Yeah.
So she thinks all, like, that's it. Dude, there's, like, hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there.
That suck.
We just happen to be in, like, the top 20 in comedy because we care about it and we're kind of funny sometimes and we sound good.
Right.
Like,
we have
they
good
sound
quality.
Literally like you're listening in on a phone call.
Yeah.
Right. The most boringest phone call you have
ever
heard.
They're not even talking
heard.
About anything. All I
it's
hear
like
is,
the Greg Lyon show I see up here on live video every time.
Yeah, and,
So, what's this? What's today's show? What beer we drunk in today?
Hey, what? The weather is sunny outside.
So I wanted everyone else to know that, like, I'm not pushing my views that I already hate all these shows because they're awful.
It was very painful to listen to.
She was actually like, can you please turn this the fuck off? And I'm like, deal with it, bitch. Listen, this is for farting.
All right, so Audio Buzz, what else?
Audio Buzz, crap, right. So at first we listened to the Daw Theory. Let me tell you about my kids that I fucking hate. Let me tell you about my life that is so fucking boring. Let me tell you about... Let me tell you about drinking some more.
Right. Let's actually take a drink while we talk about this.
Oh, can we do that? Hey, what's this show brought to you by? What
by
beer?
By tequila.
Oh, wow,
by tequila.
Tequila. That's a joke.
Right.
So what did you think of that show?
Sounded like poop also.
Also, wow, why? Wow. What did you not like about it?
The sound quality sucked, and they just didn't talk about anything interesting at all.
That's the thing. There's no content. Like,
right,
they
even
don't
if
have
you're
any,
not... go ahead.
They don't have any, like, volume at all to anything. Like, if they're talking about something like you and me are talking right now, like, I have volume and stuff in my voice and, like, you know.
You don't
right.
sound
We're
like
not talking like this all the
you
time.
You don't sound yeah. like you've lost your will to live because your wife had children and sucked your very most essence out of you. And now the only thing keeping you from killing yourself is the Keith and the Girl
when
forums
I,
yeah. and that show.
When right. I go to listen to a different podcast, if they don't grab my attention right away with their voices or the topic they're talking about, and if there's long pauses in between the fucking responses, it's just so aggravating to listen to. I just fucking click over it. I'm like, I don't even care what the fuck you're talking. You could be talking shit about me. I'm done. Bye.
But that's the thing, and that's why I try and, like, keep this show going as much as possible, because I know when I listen to other shows, if I'm not, like, into what they're talking about right away, usually my interest is gone, and I move on, and I never check back again. And there, it's just like, the Dog Theory Show is like you got home when Mr. Dog got home, and you're just sitting there at the table listening to him and his wife talk about their day.
Yeah, and how kids. Awful their lives are.
And their kids. Yeah. Like, cool.
That's awesome.
I'm glad we can record that and put that out there for everybody.
I've loved listening to that.
Right. So then
I have
what?
Plenty of friends I can go hang out with and listen to
I
that.
Know, I know. It's so awful. And then what did you listen to? And they're all friends. They're like, we, go pee. We are buddy-buddy with like a bunch of shows. Big yeah. Mouth Podcast, Fear Radiation, all shows in podcastgangbang.com that will be up soon.
And more.
And they're all funny. They all do different things, and they right. all have their own thing. And
they're all totally
they're
unique
all
people.
Great. Like, it's on all three of these shows. Uncast, crap. Audio Buzz, crap. The Dog Theory,
crap.
Double crap. And they're all friends with each other.
I know.
And it's all the same thing. It's like there's a chick and a dude, and they're trying to be like Keith and the Girl, but they're not funny at all. Keith and the Girl
but not,
is funny sometimes.
No, it's not even like I can understand not being
hey,
funny all the time.
Do you want to talk about credit card debt?
No, I don't.
I swear if I hear that ad one more time, oh I'll blow my fucking brains out.
No, but even hey. If they're not... Don't even go there.
I'm
even
sorry.
If they're not being funny, at least talk about something interesting that...
That's the bad news. The good news is...
The good news is you're free to go fuck
The good
yourself.
News is please stop putting ads in my podcast. I don't watch TV because of ads. Please,
right.
Guys.
The good news is if you have one of these shitty credit cards and you overdraw
you're
and you have negative
anyway.
Money, you can spend that
honestly,
negative money.
Honestly, there's nothing anyone can do. You're fucked. So,
yeah.
And really, you guys have like over a million downloads. Do you, I guess you... You, I hope
they
you
need
make money
more money
off those, because it makes
oh,
me
sure.
want to claw my ears out every time I hear it.
I'm sure they make at least a bit of money from
I
it.
I hope so.
Why else would they? When can
would
we
you do
start
that?
Making some money?
When we start putting awful ads. You
if
know
we
what
make
that's like
money.
For me? That's like, head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to
the... Jay's laughing in the bathroom.
That's what that reminds me of. And like, I mouth the words to it because I listen to it all the time.
I know.
And I'm like, oh my God.
It's over. How many times is it on per show?
Just once.
Just
and
once?
Then now they've been putting in that Netflix one. Oh. Wait, before we go any further, listen up. Go. Netflix. And then, you know,
right.
they do. And that's fine. I understand you got to make money because it's your living, but, like, it's driving me crazy.
Hi.
Hi. So.
How was your pee?
It was bloody. But anyway.
I can't believe you just said that.
It was amazing. So I remembered what I was going to talk about.
Please.
Because
while you were
I brought
pissing
it,
blood.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because it was a total wreck and it made me think of.
Pissing, right. Pissing like, blood and the Dog Theory.
No.
Remind me of each
how
other.
The Dog Theory makes me want to piss blood out of my fucking
right,
earballs.
Right.
They think they're so fucking clever.
I know.
They're not.
I hate
they're
your
not.
Accent, too.
I think I started to tell you in the truck on the way here about what happened today. And I already told you, but.
What happened today?
I was. Did I tell you what happened today?
Tell me what happened today.
I was at work and my dad showed up to work late. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm
Wait,
working.
You work with your dad?
Yeah, he's a prep cook. I'm a line cook. I get to yell at him.
You're
it's
ahead
fun.
Of your. That's awesome.
I got him the job there.
That's
it's
awesome.
Great. I know. He's always been my boss. Really
I can't
weird.
Believe that.
Shut up. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's cool. I love
okay.
it. I'm like, haha. The tables have turned.
You get to boss your dad around.
What are you doing to the cat, Matt?
That is so cute. Please tell me about your day now.
I don't know.
Stop doing that. That poor kitty.
She looks like a stuffed animal, dude.
That's not a real cat, actually.
This is not a real cat.
No. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Wow.
But my dad came up to me and he's, could you stop rubbing your
don't
pussy?
Look. Don't look. Shave that fucking pussy of yours. God.
I hate this lag.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. But he came up to me. He goes, all right. So on the way to work, I got in a car accident. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, this girl.
Fuck my life.
But he was doing like 65 down a reserve, which is just one big long stretch of road.
Right.
And there's a T intersection. I can't remember what road it was.
Oh, look. Pink Floyd rocks made boobs out of parentheses and plus signs.
Wow, dude.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway. yeah. But there's a little cross T section or whatever. I guess his car was
a
pulling
T's
out.
T's crossed. Oh,
She's trying to tell a story.
Those are our friend's hotcakes. Oh, see? Hey. Suspect's laughing. That's funny.
He knows.
He's caught.
Anyway, she pulled out without looking, and my dad was like, holy shit.
You know what? What happens when you pull out without looking? Come on!
Duct tape? Do we have duct tape?
That's funny.
Jesus.
I don't know. I don't
She's
care.
Seriously
what
trying to tell the story.
Oh, sorry. Right. Don't pull out without looking. You'll get blood all over the place.
Right.
Or a baby.
Or a baby. And then you'll end up doing a shitty podcast and hating your life. Like
called
the
Duh Theory.
The Duh
Theory. The Duh Theory.
That's so awesome.
But yeah, so he slams on his brakes, and by the time he gets to her, he's doing like 25. So he nails her doing 25, rips off her back bumper and shit. Just doesn't really do shit to his car at all. It's a Jeep fucking Wagoneer. So it's all tough and shit. And she's driving this... Matt. she's in this little Honda thing. It totally fucks up her car. And so they're both standing out there in the middle of the road. He gets out and she's out of the car looking at the car. And he's like, all right, you need to pull off the road because you're in the way of traffic and stuff and blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, my God, okay, okay. And he's directing traffic around her. And she gets back in the car to, you know, get off the road, and she backs up a little bit, and he says that he saw this other car, and he said, like, you know, with his arms, like, go around, go around. This dude didn't see him. My
nailed
dad had to step
car.
Away, and he nailed her again.
Oh, yes.
Fucking T-boned her ass. It was great.
Twice? Right in front of
Twice.
Your dad.
Right in front of my dad.
That's
right
so
after
odd.
He nailed her in the ass end of her fucking little Honda.
Whose fault does that make it?
God's.
The dumb bitch
fault.
Won.
God's fault.
The and then the
fault.
Other dude second.
That's amazing.
That I was like, so really? Oh, my God. So awesome.
How's your Honda doing?
Money to see that kind of
I
yeah.
would. I would.
My
I would
dad was money. In a good mood all day after
I bet.
That. He's like, yes, I nailed that bitch. This other dude.
I am the enabler.
Right. It was so awesome. He's like, it didn't fuck my shit up at all. He's like, this thing's already a piece of shit. You can't do anything to it.
My Jeep.
Right.
Cool. Whatever.
Well, I don't care. You like, can't even tell.
I don't care.
That's
it was
awesome.
So awesome. He's like, yeah, got the wreck. Oh, and then he looked. Before he explained this whole story, he comes up. I'm like, Dad, why are you late? He goes, I'm stoned. I'm like, what?
Wow.
And he's like,
of
yeah,
course.
Can't you tell? I'm like, oh, why? He's like, I fucking hit a car.
So, I have this story I just wanted to mention before please. We get into some fuck my life here.
Yes, please.
It's a local story, actually.
Oh, yeah, a little local snooze.
A little local snooze. So, slay you know how me. Gitmo is getting closed down?
Gitmo.
Guantanamo Bay.
Dude, I try to Gitmo all day,
Gitmo
son.
Money.
I get out there and I Gitmo, and then you know what? I get some Monette. I get all of it. All
right, but Guantanamo Bay closed down.
Oh, right,
down,
where
right.
they torture people.
Right, they're right. closing that down. Guess where they're...
Jack Bauer was there once, I believe.
Yeah, he was once. He might be coming to Montana then.
Word.
Because not they didn't actually...
Jack Bauer's actually dying of a virus. A weaponized virus.
I don't give a shit about your shitty TV show.
Jack Bauer's my friend.
Okay.
The only thing that can save his life are stem cells from his daughter.
He's not nearly as cool as Jack Shepard.
His daughter haven't talked in a long time.
Jack Shepard is way cooler.
Yes. Except he's lost.
Right.
Thank
no,
you.
But they're not actually closing down Guantanamo Bay. They're just moving it to where do you think?
Montana?
Hardin, Montana.
Hardin?
Hardin.
Holy shit, that's where the police academy training thing is.
President Barack Obama has 240 terrorist suspects. He has said he will be moved out of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba within a year. The city of Hardin has a brand new empty jail.
Of course they
just
do.
Just a jail.
He went to Montana and he's like, hey, can we move Gitmo there? And Montana's like, yes, we can.
They're using it for like a landfill.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. A match made in heaven? Hardin officials cool. think
can
so.
You, can you please send all of your tortured fucking Gitmo people pissed here off. To our state?
Right, please.
That'd be fantastic.
I would love to.
So, like how people that live in Alaska get money because they suck, like, the life out of Alaska via right. the oil pipelines?
Yeah.
So, if they put Guantanamo here.
Can we get some money?
Can we get some money?
Yeah.
Because then, like,
some of that Guantanamo money?
Some of that you were housing terrorists in our fucking place that we live in money?
Yeah, there's a reason why we house them in a totally different country that's not ours.
Right, because you're not allowed to actually torture here, and in that right. other country you actually can
because
torture.
People don't give a fuck in Cuba.
Right, exactly.
The Development Authority in Hardin, a city of 3,400 people boarding the Crow Indian Reservation, built a $27 million...
Wait, a casino?
No, it's a jail.
Guantanamo, the casino hotel experience?
You think casino because I said Crow Indian Reservation,
well,
but it's a jail.
Well, just Indian. The Crow, that
right.
whatever.
That's
like, I heard Indian, and instantly I'm like, casino?
Right, I'm sure.
Word.
No, but it's a $27 million jail, 460-bed mm-hmm. jail, 2 years ago, and has been looking for tenants ever since. So this jail has been totally empty for 2 years, and it costs $27 million.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Can I go live there?
Yes, we can all go live there with the 240 terror suspects. But that's really all I wanted to mention.
No, without the terror suspects. I mean, it's empty now, so can I just go bunk there?
No, because will be 240.
You can't.
That's gay.
But apparently a lot of people, such as Max Baucus, does not like this so much.
You think?
Yeah.
Does
but
anybody
the
like
town
this
of Hardin
so much?
Yes.
Yeah,
the
bring
town
it here.
Of Hardin actually wants that.
Because you know what else is in the town of Hardin?
Nothing.
Fuck
nothing.
All.
Nothing. At least something interesting.
They're like,
happen.
Okay, we can either house Gitmo or Ghost Town. Like, your call, guys. What do you want to do?
Jail.
We can actually use our
jail. Can I phone a friend? Or?
Lifeline?
Please.
No.
No, ask the audience.
Oh,
but
man,
yeah,
that's amazing.
I
that
know.
That, like, so could we go there and
we
be like, hey, did you guys really do it, or are you
like,
just
are you guys
effed?
For reals, or?
Tell me a secret. Tell me a terrorist secret only terrorists would know. In English, please.
Right.
Anyway.
No, habla inglés.
Today, my mom had big news. My mom do some news.
Do some
big
news.
News. I've been trying to get her to quit smoking because of secondhand smoke for 20 years. You think after, like, 20 years, it's just smoke? Because,
right.
honestly,
does
like,
it matter after
good?
20 years?
No, not at all.
No.
She learned today that secondhand smoke severely affects animals as well. Shit.
My cat just died.
Her big news? She's quitting. She doesn't want to hurt the dog. Fuck my life.
Don't give a fuck
when,
about
when
you.
When she says the dog, she means her husband, my stepdad,
oh,
actually.
Fuck my life. Fuck it.
Fuck today, I was getting ready for bed when I decided to watch some porno on the computer.
Hey.
Every night.
Sounds good.
That's right.
Starting out good.
What I call my bedtime routine.
Right. That's why your chair is sticky.
My BT Roo. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Suddenly,
it's nice and squishy.
Someone from my messenger list says, hey.
Hey.
You might want to turn off the what you're listening to
oh,
option if you're watching
says-
porn. I snapped and exited from the porn. 63 people saw. Fuck
oh.
my life. Fuck me for being like, hey, mom, instead of calling, let's just get on Messenger.
Yeah.
Hey, grandma,
hey,
grandpa,
what are you listening to?
Instead of calling, porn. That's awesome.
Wow.
Today I got pulled over while dancing to crazy techno beats in the car.
Right for ball, go.
Go.
Okay, that's enough.
Give me some glow sticks. Yeah, man. The officer ran out of his car and up to mine and pounded on the window.
He thought I was having a seizure. Fuck my life. That's awesome. I love doing that in the car. Just fucking.
Are you okay? Man, are you okay?
Do you need my assistance? No, I'm cool. It's just the raver ball, dude. You ever seen a raver ball? Here, catch.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
I almost didn't catch that.
Why is this thing like... What's...
It's in it. It's actually a magic eight ball.
Little Chinese people?
Wow.
Oh, that's only funny because there's video.
Right.
Yeah.
Today.
Podcast version's gonna be so lame.
You just have to watch the show live.
Today, me and my booty call were doing the dirty on the lower bunk bed while his roommate was passed out drunk on top. Right when we were about to finish, well, I say we, I meant me.
Right
when I was about to finish.
Who cares about her?
I said, this is so bad, we're probably gonna wake up your roommate. From the top bunk, we heard,
yep.
Fuck my life.
That's so awesome.
Holla for him. He was there jerking off. He's like, hey, don't worry about me. I'm
good.
Keep
going.
You know what?
Her sister's up here. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I loved about this, though? As soon as you said booty call, you put your arm around me.
Well, booty call. Booty bounce, booty bounce, booty butt cheeks.
Well, at least they didn't, like, walk into the room, like, intentionally knowing you're sharing a room with somebody and just fuck them, like, right there.
Read that one.
Today, I started my period. I am getting married tomorrow. So not only am I going to be on my period for my wedding night.
You read like a retard.
It's hard to see from this far away. Not only am I going to be on my period for my wedding night and honeymoon, my best friend has to help me change my pad because my dress is so big.
Should have thought of that before you got into the white fucking dress.
I'd wear black.
Black, yes. Not only because getting married means game over, but because you're going to bleed all over it.
Yeah. Right.
And that doesn't come out. That's the kind of stain that does not actually come out.
Stain of shame?
Exactly. Today I woke up to go to school. I was unbelievably tired.
I'm tired.
But I gathered the courage to go take my shower. I will. I then proceeded to take a long shower, clean up my room, get dressed, and eat breakfast. Going back to my room, I looked at the clock, which read 3:22 a.m. Fuck my life.
Oh, go back to bed.
I was up at like 3 or 4.
It's like
he
two.
Didn't even know.
I do that every night now, it seems like. I just wake up at like 3 or 4.
And then do this. That's what you did this morning.
That was not on purpose.
Did you really?
I
did.
I don't remember that. She said
he
that.
Rolled
she, like,
over.
She we woke
out.
Up. She's like, get up. You have to go to work. I'm like, 5 more minutes. She's like, oh, yeah. And by the way, you farted on me last night. Like...
No, it wasn't even the night. It was minutes before that. He literally rolled over. I'm laying on my stomach, right? Just chilling. He rolls over on his side, puts his ass
on you,
on my side,
like on you,
on me. Like
if I feel that vibrate,
I should.
Fucking
I should just fucking shit right
fucking
on your leg,
you
right?
Do it. Fucking shit your pants right now.
But he farted on me, and I swear to God, I was wearing these PJs. If there's poo stains on the side, that's why.
But what's with the bottle of Maalox? Not feeling so hot?
I just get heartburn.
Why?
I don't know. I get heartburn.
Is it because of me? Because I set your heart on fire? On fire! Today I was at the gym working out with my guns.
Chicken. It's a free show to the gun show.
Fuck yeah, free tickets.
Is that a BB gun?
I saw one of my friends. Fucking 50 cal, bitch. 50 cals. I saw one of my friends at the water fountain. I went over and gave him a man ass slap while he was drinking.
Is there such a thing?
Like, how would I do to you when you're
when
working?
I'm at work?
I'm like, hey, there's my little bitch. Man ass slap.
That's not even a slap. You almost like grabbed the cheek.
Like, it's a map. It's just a map. It wasn't my friend. I now have a black eye. Fuck my
That is so great.
That sucks. You think that's totally like your bro.
What
you're
up,
like,
buddy?
You faggot.
What the fuck? Ba-boom!
Because you know, like, all most typical guys in the gym are all just pumped, either so full as, like, steroids or testosterone or both, if they can. like any little thing like that, and they're so homophobic and all about their looks, it, like they just turn around and
punch in the face.
Punchinthefacedot.com. Today I got approached by a hot young lady in a bar.
Mm-hmm. You think it's a lady?
Ooh, it's a lady.
You think so?
That's cool, but I gotta go.
Nice bulge. What's with the Adam's apple?
Whoa.
Huh?
They haven't figured out how to remove that yet.
No, I guess not.
After joking around for a few minutes, she said, "Hey, I love your jacket. Where'd you get that?" I then proceeded to tell her that it's actually a replica of the Indiana Jones jacket. It's a replica of the Indiana Jones jacket. That guy from the Uncast, that douche, what's his fucking name?
He actually sounds like
that. He sounds like that. It's so sad.
That's because he probably has a, you know, drooling problem and he has braces.
Fat, pudgy fuck with glasses and just, he talks with that lisp. It's Victoria.
Oh my god, no, stop, please.
Can I hate them.
Let's do the rest
and
of the show
asked
like
me,
that.
She's like, "Why do they do it?" And I'm like,
That's just how they are.
They just do. And then I got to thinking, I'm like, obviously, like, there's a lot of retarded people that maybe aren't going to understand or have the capacity for our shows or, you know, shows like ours. Like, oh, yeah, dude.
Not everyone can understand our complex fart jokes.
Someone's got to do shows for the retards we make fun of.
Right.
And that's why they're there.
They are.
And what did you say? I thought that was really funny about the gun, about how you can hear...
Oh, what I Twittered?
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oh, I Twittered something about them not liking them or whatever, tell them to go kill themselves. And then you Twittered, "Wow, that's kind of harsh," or some shit. And no, what'd you say? Oh, you said retards have to have something to listen to also. I'm like, yeah, well, they can listen to a gun. You got to get really close to hear it, though.
Yeah, like really close.
Like to your
ear. I don't
ear.
Hear it. You got to pull the trigger.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you killed it. Hey, Indiana Jones jacket.
How's that doing?
Oh, that's when she remembered she had to go somewhere. You're at a bar at like midnight, 1:30.
I got somewhere to go.
I got my cat in the oven.
And it's hungry.
At home.
Right.
On.
It's
right. Cat's
penis.
In the dryer. Shit.
Fuck.
A few more here. Today I went to a fancy restaurant. I was coming right from work and brought a change of clothes with me. I parked in an empty corner of the parking lot to change. As I was pulling my pants up, I noticed I was facing an apartment complex where an old guy was watching me from his balcony. Fuck my life.
He
I was in New York
it.
City. He had a video camera.
His name was Matt.
I saw a Jamhole logo.
He's got footage of it. It'll be up on the Jamhole.com.
We actually have
YouTube.
Some
as soon
footage.
As I get enough drugs to tolerate editing all of this video, hopefully tomorrow. We'll see.
That's awesome.
Tomorrow's Saturday,
actually,
right?
Yep.
We okay. actually got like two videos of people naked in the hotel
yes,
across
the road.
Yes,
we got so much good videos. But see, yesterday I knew that like this was it was going to take me a few days to do the video.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I had, you know, like 300 something pictures. So I'm like, I can bang out the pictures in one night, no problem. And we're sitting here watching, catching up on shows because we were gone for the whole week.
Right.
So Tim and Eric, Xavier,
the only
Family
thing we
Guy
watched was like South Park.
South Park. Because another one came out Wednesday. So we're watching that for her to have something to do. And I'm editing these pictures in Picasa. Just, like, cleaning up the light levels and all that shit from the flashes. And making them look pretty and mm-hmm. shrinking them and stuff. So I'm doing that. So thejamhole.com/pics, you'll see there's three galleries from the New York trip. I got all the pictures up there. I still have to go through and put captions through them all for the, you know, who's in them or what it is, so you know, stuff like that. But, and also, if you go to thejamhole.com/forums, in everything else, I made a forums post that has the three galleries right there in it.
Nice.
With the thumbnails of the album covers. So, yeah, enjoy that. That took me like 4 hours to upload
them.
There
was like 300 pictures.
Yeah, I put 75 in one, 75 in the other, and then you can tell the third one, I just quit giving a fuck.
Cause there was like
the pictures,
100 of them.
They stopped getting adjusted kind of towards the end, and mm-hmm. I just started like, fuck it, upload
whatever.
Next, upload next,
just
upload.
Go.
Like, I'm done. I want this done. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/pics. That'll take you to the Picasa web gallery or thejaml.com/forums. I uploaded some of them to the forum picture thing. And then I realized that it sucks trying to put them into albums because Ning doesn't do that very well. It's awesome for everything else, but for that, not so much. And also, real quick, while we're talking about that, the single. I decided,
the
you know,
what?
Every hip-hop artist, oh, when they have right. an album, the single comes out first.
Sure.
Guess what my single is?
What is it?
The most popular one everyone's loved so far.
And that is?
What's it called?
Oh, is it really that one?
That it is. And you know what I want to do?
What?
Make a music video.
Really? Yes. I'll film it.
Yeah. No, you're going to be in it.
Can I?
Me what and am you I are going to dance like Kid and Play.
Are we?
No, I want to have it like, yeah, oh, I don't even know. It's going to be great, though. I want to make a music video. But yeah, if you go to thejaml.com/forums, there's a little music player there, and there's a track in there called Matter Originality. That's the single off my hip-hop album, The Book of Matthew.
And that's like the oldest
pre-orders.
One, too.
I know, but it's cool because I re-recorded it, and it's all pretty and awesome sounding now. So yeah, get your pre-order, thejaml.com/donate. $5, digital copy. $10, hard CD copy. Pop copy.
I like, yes.
Today, as I was washing dishes, I felt what I thought was a mosquito on my leg. I kicked at it with my foot, only to realize that I had just kicked my adopted baby in the face.
Yes!
Now, whenever I come into a room, he runs to the corner and pees. Fuck my life.
That's what dogs do.
Oh. Wait, what did I say?
Baby.
What did you say?
Baby.
Done. Today, I came home to find a random car parked in my assigned space. Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun.
Pissed off, I left a note on the car's windshield saying, "Hey, ass face." Hey, ass face. No, not you. You. The guy,
really
the guy
in my parking
no,
space.
The guy with the ass face. Yeah, you. Come here.
Assy McGee?
It does ass- say ass face.
It's the worst show ever. No, I'm not making this up. Hey, ass face.
Ass
thanks,
hat.
Thanks for parking in my spot. I spit on your door handle. It turns out it was my girlfriend's parents' car. They took us out to dinner. Fuck my life.
And I spit on their door handle.
Right.
And rubbed my penis on it.
Also. And pooped through the sunroof.
Right. Oh, God.
Today I received a mass email from my boss saying we had a position open at the daycare I work at.
Accepting all positions.
You fat fuck. People that work at daycares are the skeeziest, scummiest people in the world.
Do you really trust these people around your kids?
No!
Never.
There's a reason they work in daycares.
They're not... They're,
it's not because they really love
they
kids.
They have an agenda.
Or they really love kids.
Maybe a little
if
too
you
much.
Know what I mean.
That just looks like a blurry mess on camera.
That was me fisting. That,
your
that's
hand.
The full sex fisting.
That's a kid getting fisted at daycare.
Right.
A friend of mine at work, his wife works at daycare, but she only works there so they don't have to pay for daycare for their kid and put them in someone else's care. So she...
What?
He was asking the time.
Hey, Brayden, what's the time?
An hour and 51 minutes.
Thank you.
But yeah, so they do the daycare thing, so that way they don't have to pay for daycare for their kid. They get it for free, and she gets to watch her kid and get paid, so.
Yeah, that right. sucks. I wouldn't do that.
Never.
I'd kill them all.
I would
it
go
works
so
for
crazy.
Them, though, so.
I guess if you can put up with it.
Yeah, I can't stand kids either. So.
So I knew my boyfriend was looking for a job, so I insisted he apply. Later at work, my boss takes me into her office and tells me my employment is being terminated.
You have been terminated.
You have been terminated.
Three.
My boyfriend is replacing me. Fuck my life.
That would suck.
Probably because he's fucking, you know, your boss, obviously.
Right, obviously.
That is going to happen.
That will happen.
Last one here. Today, I was getting onto an airplane and happened to admire the stewardess. Sup, baby?
I believe we
it's
had
like
a...
$15, check baggage, $30, I'll let you fuck me in the asshole.
We had a hot stewardess on our way to New York.
Yes, we did.
None on the way back.
Negative ghost rider. Not at all.
Just
she
one.
Was Irish.
Aye, mate.
Aye.
Look at Irish. So I was walking onto the plane and was just about to talk to her when my foot slipped into the crack between
her ass,
the boarding ramp, and
the plane.
Her ass.
Oh.
No, the plane. The plane, the plane.
Right. Right.
Not only did she laugh as I limped to my seat, but now I have bruised blank.
bruised balls?
Balls!
Yay! What?
How did
bruised
you bruise those?
Balls. Fuck my life. Because he got his foot stuck, and he probably
fell.
Grabbed his balls wrong.
Maybe they're large.
Why would he grab his balls
on them?
Know.
Yeah,
why
he
do
must
people,
have some big balls.
Why do you choke yourself? Why do you drive a car with a bunch of weed when you don't have your license and run stop signs? Why do we do anything?
Because we're retards.
Exactly, because we're retards.
We're retards.
All right.
So you said hour 50-something, didn't you?
Yeah, we're an hour
yeah,
53
Yeah, it's about
minutes.
Time to get out of here. I do want to read a couple of these stories, though. Do you have anything really important you wanted to read?
What's this? Well, not really, no.
Okay.
Did you have some stories
I,
ju- really
I just
wanted?
Got a few short ones here. I want. While we're talking about just retarded fucking things people are doing. Doing and whatnot. This one is called Man 84 Fights Off Carjackers
yes.
with Groin Kick. Body yes. blow, body blow, uppercut, groin kick.
Finish him. Fatality.
But he's 84.
How old is the fucking dude?
Tacoma, Washington. An 84-year-old man has a black eye, but he still has his car after fighting off two, not one. Not three.
I don't care how many. If
two.
They're half his age or younger, they should have kicked his ass.
Would-be carjackers. Ted Mazzietti said he stopped Wednesday night to help two men with a disabled car.
I'm disabled.
When one punched him in the face and yes. demanded his keys. Hey, do you guys need any help? Duh, in the face.
Give me
your keys.
Keys,
old man. Fucking kick to the nuts.
Yeah. Let's play Rochambeau. I go first.
Nah. Metzier said he kicked the man in the groin and the other in the belly. The two men fled as a passerby stopped to help. Police later arrested two suspects for investigating of assault. For investigation of insult.
Okay, those two
assault.
People...
Assault. Did I say insult? Assault.
Insult
now,
to assault.
You...
What are you trying to say here?
If you get your ass kicked by an 85-year-old...
Dead.
Done. Dead.
Dead. Move, next story.
Two of you now. You...
Not just one
you
of you.
You and your bro... Like...
Two groin kicks.
Is
was
this
it two?
Two. And he just... And they punched him first.
And he took it.
And then he went down, on his way down, bicycle kick. Yeah, in the nuts! Dude, in the fucking stomach.
So he got both of them?
Yes.
Wow.
That's so
he's
cool.
He's 85 years old.
Four. That is amazing.
You guys are fucking pussies. Who taught you how to rob cars? You
maybe
don't pretend.
What they're not saying is that 84-year-old guy is like some karate expert from like
I don't
Japan.
Care. He's 84.
Does
you know
it matter?
How much force his kick had in it?
Enough.
That.
Did his leg.
Hit me in the balls all day with that. I'll jerk it and come. That's so you guys.
I don't like
suck.
It when you say I jerk it and come while you,
guys
you look at me like
that. Suck at robbing people, and it was an old man that beat your fucking ass, and you deserve it, you retards. This one is called Man Pretending to Fall Off Bridge Actually
Falls.
Blank.
He actually falls.
He actually does fall.
Of course.
Bloomington, Minnesota. Police said a 23-year-old man is in stable condition after he pretended that he was falling off a bridge over the Minnesota River, then actually fell off the bridge. Police got a call just before 5 a.m. Sunday from a 21-year-old man who said his friend fell off the Highway 77 bridge and into a marshy area about 30 feet below.
Let me guess. Drunk.
Probably. Or retarded.
Well, a drunk retard.
The caller said he was driving north when his friend, who he said had been blanking...
Drinking.
Yes, drinking. Told him to pull into the bridge's emergency lane so he could urinate. The 23-year-old eventually climbed to the ledge of the bridge.
Eventually.
Then looked at his friend and pretended to fall.
As
quote, he then, in fact, fell.
That's so awesome.
You know, when you're drunk, not the best balance. Maybe
that's like being stoned and having a gun and pretending to shoot yourself in the head
and then shooting
yourself in the head.
Right.
You're an people. These are people that we live in a world with.
And there's millions
of them. And you wonder why shit is shit.
I don't wonder.
I don't either.
I know now.
I know.
Everyone else should know by now,
this
too.
This one is called Wisconsin Teen Allegedly Steals from Cars to Pay a Lawyer.
For stealing?
Probably. A teen allegedly broke into cars to raise money to pay a lawyer to defend him on other charges.
Like, such as stealing.
I'm kind of effed. And the lawyer's like, I can help you, but it's going to cost you. And he's
like, hold on.
Hold on.
I'll be right back.
Do you take stereos?
Yeah.
I also have Brolexes.
Right.
I have
a bunch of CDs.
Fake rings.
Got a wallet here.
I got some weed. I got like 200 pot plants in the car.
Right. Some papers.
A criminal complaint said a resident caught the teen inside his Chevrolet Camaro in his garage about 4:30 a.m. April 16th and tackled him and held him for police. Officers found a GPS system, 9 CDs, and 7 video games in his backpack.
Nice.
The criminal complaint said he took the items to help pay for a lawyer. He was charged with felony burglary, possession of burglar tools, and bail jumping. The teen was charged previously with blank possession.
Drug
possession, disorderly conduct, and theft of movable property.
Wow.
You got popped for dope because you're a fucking idiot.
Right. And now you need a lawyer.
So you can't afford the lawyer
because
you got popped for dope, so you have no more drugs to sell.
Right.
So now you have to go break into cars to steal things. Hey, get a job.
Don't you know anyone that can front you like an O?
Flip that
O,
get a fucking two O's.
Right?
Flip those two, get a quap.
Oh.
Flip that quap, get a half P.
Mm.
Flip that half P, get a whole one. Pretty soon, everybody knows you, the man with dimes and nicks.
And then you're paying for lawyer bills for that.
And then you run a fucking stop sign, and you get popped for dope. And then you have to... fuck.
This is a never-ending cycle.
Just kill him.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. That is it. You want to get the fuck out of here?
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Thank you guys so much. Suspect, thank you.
Has been beautiful.
Bird 35. Pink Floyd. David. Braden. Danny. Me. Thank
Bullshit
you all.
Is loading. 99%.
Yes, we are almost done. 99%. You guys can leave us messages for the Monday night show. That is episode 184.
184 for sure.
406-204-4687. Or if you're international, you can always Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase, all one word. Follow us on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Twitter. It's a new month pretty soon. Thejamhole.com/vote. Give us a vote on Pod Crap Alley.
Five more days.
Thejamhole.com/MySpace. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Hopefully this weekend. If I can get fucked up enough to do this bullshit, I'll edit all these videos up. Thejamhole.com/Brockhive. If you ever want to see something, if Braden was like, oh, that was totally a visual thing, you can go.
You can do
it. Assuming live video was archiving this whole time.
They have been lately.
The last show they did.
They did.
They fucking did.
Keep doing it, live video. I like it.
And also, pre-order the Book of Matthew, thejamhole.com/donate. $5 for a digital copy, $10 for an actual CD. We got shirts. We got stickers. We got a P.O. Box, 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you guys want stickers, just send us an envelope. Send us $5, whatever. If you buy, you know, a shirt or a CD, we'll just give you stickers. But to, like, send stickers, it costs money. And still, I have negative money, which after Monday, there will be even more negative money. So
because they keep charging you more plus money.
Right. So I would really appreciate it if you guys would pre-order some of these hip-hop albums.
Or buy a shirt or
something. So hard to put together.
I know there's new people out there.
That's right. And also, real quick, there's this contest. Atari, what's it called? Atari Blitzkrieg?
I have no idea.
There's some dude I saw. He's a friend on my MySpace, my personal one, myspace.com/hasmaticus or whatever the fuck it is. He makes beats. He's a producer. What's yours? Don't give me that jerk off.
Inkslinger for 1986.
/manhandler/ I fart all the time because I'm a dude. Go ahead, laugh at me some more.
myspace.com/inkslinger. Fucking shit. All right, I'm gonna kill you.
You're getting better at that.
Well, he does it all the time. That's why. He actually knows how to suck cock.
Right. He's been practicing.
Right.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, what he did was he released a beat at 10 o'clock his time. And we have everyone who wants to be in this contest has until May 1st to record 16 bars to this beat and send it to him. And the best one gets to be on this thing that he's doing. He's produced Mocha only. He's produced quite a few people. So I got the beat, and it's all right. It's nothing special. It's like what I've been writing to.
Right.
So I'm going to write something to it and record it. And I don't know. I don't think it works on voting, so I just wanted to mention it to you guys. That
That's
maybe
cool.
Anyone
you should
else
do that.
Has heard of him or whatever. So, yeah. I'm going to – I have the beat on there. I'm just –
nice.
I started writing a few lines that kind of – I don't know, stuff I'm messing with. But, yeah, something cool. So if you guys want to hear me rap, I can rap my ass off. Jambo.com/donate. Get me out of fucking debt. Other than that, yeah, we will be back Monday night, probably around 10. Follow us on the jambo.com/Twitter, thejambo.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I, for her Twitter, thejambo.com/Braden. Fucking use that.
I do actually use it.
And every time before the shows, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, retweet that shit, and we'll get some more
retweet
people
it
up in her.
It's been twatted.
We'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam.